Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Tuesday morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Tuesday morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J. King Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is J. King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me are my co-hosts, one love, you're lucky if you have just one love.
One love, one love. Lucky to have this one. Let me say.
That's Youssef Kente, y'all. He is taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. Johnny Beckman, Overdrive.
Good morning, Mr. King. Good morning, everybody. Just made it here on time.
Last Breath, Levi.
Good morning, Kings. I hope everybody's doing fine. I come in and hang out like we're closed, drop in like a bum. Just get the show on the road and have some fun.
Brother Reverend Ali.
M is for the way you mute. Me, you, is for the undermine, I see. T is terrible, extra trouble. And E is everything, then any mute you burn before. And mute is all that I can get from you. Mute is more than just a game for two. Mute, take my phone and break it any way you mute it. Mutes are made for me and you.
Good morning, everybody. Wow. Good morning. Six Eyes, you got here just a little too late. Good morning, Jeff Aroni.
Oh,
good morning, cool. Shirley. Good morning, Willie Zinn. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
As you guys know, every day for the next 12 days, we're reading
the Jam Norton book.
Yeah.
We got eight more days.
We should have did this on the 12 days of Christmas, man. We should have waited for Christmas for this.
Why Christmas?
Because that's how the song go on the 12th day of Christmas. I never heard of a 13th day of Christmas.
On the 12th day of hate, without a call I read.
So he getting hated more and more each day, man.
Huh?
Seems like Jam is getting hated more and more each day, or getting critiqued hard.
No. I think Jam is learning. Jam's back. He's with us today. He's gonna be here in just a minute. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. A wonderful, happy hump day.
I wonder who called it Hump Day. You know, what made them, what made them say getting over the hump? I wonder where that started. Today, as you guys know, I'm going to do the daily word. Youssef Kente, which of you guys are doing the word of the day? You, or Ali?
I do it, man. I do it.
Okay. And then we're going to, you know, I'm going to read from Hate Without a Cause, and hopefully we will, you know, we will discuss it, and people will get involved. So
we're not
so
discussing it, though,
know,
Jay. They critiquing.
Huh?
They
well,
critiquing. They not discussing.
Yeah, well, just to let you know, Ali, part of a discussion.
Yeah, I know that, Jay. But you got some suckers on here that shouldn't be critiquing because they ain't shit.
What?
We ain't even 10 minutes into the show yet, and he already started.
See, ain't nobody talking to your motherfucking ass. I didn't told you. Don't address me unless I address you. Shut up.
Well,
goddamn.
There's suckers on the show that shouldn't even be talking.
Don't address me unless I address you.
That's right. That's your mother. That's why
yeah,
we
okay.
don't want to be with your motherfucking ass, because you run your mouth too motherfucking much.
Oh, boy. Now the tables have turned. First, it was
Uh-oh,
why
Nicole,
you,
good
why
morning.
Reset,
love
why
and paradise,
left
huh?
you. Now it's that's why Reese don't want to be with you. Get
that's right.
Together.
That's right. Your motherfucking mouth.
Good morning, Nicole. Drink your water, honey. Love and paradise.
As the wheelchair turns.
Speaking of Nicole, guys, what's going on? You guys, are y'all going, you trying to make it with Nicole?
Strangle one, lather.
Nah, we're just the best of friends.
I want to make it with you.
We do everything like best friends. We're best friends.
That we can make it, girl.
Jay, you know what today is?
Today is hump day.
I sent you something about hump day, King. Check your text message.
I have the... Nicole, stop trying to look everything up. No, I'm just kidding. Good morning.
I'm sorry.
I
good
looked
morning.
It up too, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
19. Today is Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
Now, who says that?
Well, their song, doesn't it have the 21st of September in it?
Ah, yes.
Mm. I never thought about that, John. That's good. So
was it the 21st?
Kudos, King Beckman.
Or was it just September?
The 21st?
I didn't say, do you remember the 21st of September? It just says, do you remember?
Good morning, Alvin.
Well,
incidentally, it's my father's heavenly birthday.
Happy birthday to your father in heaven.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You. Thank you very much. Papa Six Eyes. Appreciate you all.
Play the song and you can prove yourself wrong.
Reese, I saw the text message that you forwarded me with Jan McNaughton. And you you forwarded me the conversation that you and him had, and then you said, you know, and those guys were warning you about being on my show. Nobody warned them about being on your motherfucking show, but you need to stop with that bullshit.
I'm still gonna call it what I call it. I don't think you can stop me from my bullshit. Just gonna say what I said. You're gonna deal with it.
Yeah, but. No, I ain't gonna do shit. Nobody warned him about being on your motherfucking show. What
yeah,
I warned,
Jay,
what I told him was,
you
have to be
it doesn't
prepared.
Change anything.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what it do change. Let me tell you what it do change.
On the mute,
it changed your motherfucking ass being able to talk. That's what the fuck it changed.
Well, he can talk,
so
but he just can't be heard by everybody else.
Let me just say it to you like this, Mary. It's like the motherfucker's not talking because can't nobody hear this
right.
bitch on this motherfucker's show.
Now, can I say something about this whole warning Jam? You know, everybody warning Jam about coming on the show. Now, I will say, Hopkins, I did not ever hear Jay warn Jam about coming on your show. He did try to prepare him, though. I do agree with Jay. And what Ali did was not warning him. It was just...
I told you don't mention my motherfucking name.
I'm going to introduce
the fuck up. That's why their ass be getting cussed out, Jay. Don't mention my name.
You don't know me. Okay, but
Ali,
I'm going to put you on mute because all she's doing is clarifying something that is a fact. That is a fact. Now,
affirmative.
Continue, Mary.
So what Ali did was just really kind of bad Malvin Reese, like, don't go on his show, don't go on his show, don't go on his show. But nobody was really warning him, like, oh, if you go on his show, you're going to get ripped to shreds. Now, I might have said that shit.
Affirmative.
Because I did say, I don't know if Jam heard me, but I did say it to several people, that Reese is going to rip the shit out of him. So he better be prepared. But I didn't hear J. King warning him.
No, all I told him was, you know, he cannot be, you can't be emotional. Reese will create an argument. That's what Reese does. That's who Reese is. And I tell Reese that to his motherfucking face. He creates, the motherfucker don't know how to interview nobody. He only know how to argue with people. That's what he does. And, if,
well,
and I told
Jay,
him, ignore him.
I will say that he does know how to interview people. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I will say that I have heard him.
If it's somebody that agrees with him, he knows, but he doesn't know how to interview somebody and just listen to them. There are people that have been on my show that I don't agree with, but I listen to them. I let them get their point out. Reese isn't that person. And so, but he sent Jam's text message to him, and Jam's text message was, "I owe you an apology, young man. I owe the LGBTQ folk an apology. It's a trip when you realize that you're a human. Please forgive me and help me with this. I don't want to quit. I learned yesterday. I learned that I have a whole lot more to learn. I need you and Jay to groom me, please, Jam McNaughton." And then Reese said, "You don't owe me anything. You owe yourself the opportunity to correct the error. Your anger got the best of you. I know how you how to expose that in people. The purpose is to get the truth out of them. They set you up to be apprehensive about the interview. They say not to trust me." No, Reese. They don't say not to trust you. Your actions say not to trust you. You don't want Jam on your show to get an understanding. You want Jam on your show, which is a smart host, is to have a show that is going to be explosive. My deal with Jam was, hey, if you go on that show, you better be ready because Reese is good at pushing buttons and creating emotions. And if you start arguing with him, you're going to lose. Today I'm going to do the daily word. Yusef Kente is going to do the word of the day. And then we're going to get into the Jam McNaughton book, the fifth chapter. Today's daily word on Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, is world peace. I am the peace that surpasses understanding. 41 years ago, the United Nations General Assembly designated the International Day of Peace. During these 24 hours, a ceasefire is called in any active combat, and groups all over the world gather to make lasting peace a reality. I support this effort today and every day as I do my part to help establish peace in the world. My efforts will be infinitely multiplied as they join millions more. Together, those small acts carry the power to shift the balance of the world for good. I am peace in action. Every time I respond instead of react, I create peace. Every time I wait to speak so that I can listen more deeply, I create peace. Every time I heed my heart's wisdom, I create peace. Today's Bible verse is Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Yusuf Kente, what is the word of the day?
The word of the day, J. King, is boo. B-O-O. Boo.
Oh, God.
Shut the fuck up, you non-writing person. Boo, the definition of boo, is a woman's ghost lover in her hip pocket. Let me use that in a sentence.
What the fuck?
Reverend Ali, with his backwards pimping, will never be able to outlive being Mary's boo once in a time. Boo.
Wow. Detection.
You should have came in and established it. Don't talk to you. You'll never be able to control her now.
Wow.
Where did Ali go? How come he ain't got nothing to say to you about that?
Whatever.
Because Ali hung up. Ali
don't be bringing up my name. Don't be bringing up my name.
I told you, don't address me. Stop bringing
don't
up
address
my name.
Don't address me. All right, you done muting me, homeboy. Where's Jim McNorton?
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, boy. Good morning.
Thank you for your patience and thank you for your teachings. And I'm willing to learn more, and I'm learning I got to be more quiet. Mm-hmm. Jay, you're really getting prepped to be a king of the morning. You're really getting tested to
good
see
morning,
if you can
Christy,
be a king
girl.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Good
that's
morning, everybody.
Easy. That bar is really low because you're here.
Oh. Well, the girl that's hung up now, he's in his feelings. But the motherfucker was going to fly her out and set her up by her car, spend $2,600 on them. Now love and paradise.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Wow. You're reading cards, kid.
You know?
You're reading cards.
Yeah. Yeah, and wow. Everything. Motherfucker's going to do everything. Take her to nice dinners. Everything. Now the motherfucker, don't say my name.
I know.
Love
and
paradise.
I thought we were going to go get tacos and shit.
Yeah,
talk
true.
Big shit.
Archives.
Big shit.
Archives do reflect this. Yes, this is it.
Where
did he become your
taco?
Walk along.
How you going to eat a meatless taco?
You know, eat an apple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Eat an apple. Try some kale. Eat meatless tacos.
Motherfucker's going to change your diet. Motherfucker's going to do everything. Thunders
exactly.
And wonders.
Whatever.
Good morning.
No, he wasn't going to change my diet. That's already my
diet. That's why he'd be ready to cuss y'all out all the time.
Dude,
that's
he interrupts people to curse them out, J. King. Don't revise history, dude. You're better than that.
Well, because you want to talk shit about him when he's not here.
No, we talk shit about him just like people talk shit about me. If you provoke people, right, remember, I open the door. That's your famous words, right? I open the door for people to shit on me. So hot, your homeboy over there does the same thing.
Well, I'm just saying that that's what he wants.
No, I know what you just saying, but you're being subjective.
No, I just said that
about
the same
objective.
Way I say about you. Look,
sir, I'm correcting you, and now you're adhering to that. You're subjectively omitting.
No, you're not doing nothing to me. I'm going to tell you what you're doing. You're getting your dumb ass put on it again. That's what the fuck you're doing. Chapter 5, Racial Hate, Removing the Veil, and the truth shall set you free. John 8:32. Today in the news, our top story comes to us from Charlottesville, Virginia. White supremacists and white nationalist groups marched by the hundreds with torches and weapons in hand to hold a racist rally in Charlottesville last night. The white racist groups were met by anti-racist folk, and the standoff ensued. Quickly, the standoff became violent, and many of our sources on the ground tell us that law enforcement did nothing to stop the fighting. At the conclusion of the rally, one person, a female, had been killed. Tick, 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 optimistic, many glass-half-empty pessimists believe that events such as this rally in Virginia are part of a racial time bomb that will eventually start the biggest race war between whites and blacks. Contrary to their negative thinking, I, being of the glass-half-full persuasion, see events such as Charlottesville in a much different manner. My condolences to the family of the young lady who died. See, somewhere in my Holy Bible, God says that they meant bad for you. I will make good for you, whose eyes stay on me. I might be paraphrasing here, but what the scripture is saying to me is a couple of things. Number one, the pessimists are focusing on the wrong parts of the confrontation. The pessimists keep focusing on the aggressors with torches and weapons. New white people are suffering from a very old disease called racism, a curable disease by which black Americans have been victimized for over 400 years. This is the "that they meant bad for you" part. Number two, the pessimists would have a strong chance of beholding the same glass as half full and have all the hope and increased faith in humanity if they would take the time to notice that the anti-racist folks stand in solidarity with people from all races, colors, creeds, genders, transgenders, and ages. Thanks to the social media and cellular phone companies, the pessimists will see that change is not just coming for America, but the solidarity of anti-racist folk being demonstrated in every country in the world proves that change for the worldwide race relations is here. This is the "I will make good for you" part. I wish that the solidarity around the world for different races was the part where we could start rolling the credits, racial hate solved. But the truth is that as wonderful as the anti-racist togetherness is, this is only one side of the equation. We still have a lot of work to do to free our fellow humans from the bondage of being racist without a cause. Now back to this racial hate thing, specifically hate for black people from racist whites. It's time to remove the veil and find out just what black people have done to white people to merit all this hate. The chart on the next two pages describes the known aggressions of black people towards whites from slavery through 2020. This comparative chart of aggression further describes white people's aggressions towards blacks from slavery through 2020. The aggression used for this comparative chart are based on recorded facts only. 1600 to 1800, blacks' mistreatment of whites doesn't exist. White and treatment, mistreatments of blacks, slavery, forced labor, beatings, lynchings, treated blacks like cattle, branded blacks, no education for blacks. 1865 to 1910, blacks' mistreatment of whites, non-existent. White mistreatment of blacks, Southern code laws for freed blacks, no rights to vote or own land, segregation, separate justice for blacks, Supreme Court holds segregation laws, worse education for blacks, racial mistreatment of whites in 1920, non-existent. White mistreatment of blacks, 1920, Jim Crow and segregation law. 1921, black mistreatment of whites, non-existent. White mistreatment of blacks, Tulsa, Oklahoma race massacre, Black Wall Street and Greenwood District, businesses and homes burned, black. I just want you guys to know that 1920-21, first of all, the Red Summer of 1919 was the was the worst race riots in the history of the country, even today. In 25 major cities, whites attacked blacks after World War I to keep blacks in their place. And black folk, for some reason, only think about Tulsa, Oklahoma as being Black Wall Street when it's not true. And history will tell you that if you read it. Black mistreatment of whites from the 1930s to the 1970s, non-existent. White mistreatment of blacks. Redlining black neighborhoods, high interest loans, and no housing, no loans, housing segregation. Black mistreatment of whites in the 1960s. Passive resistance protests in order to improve civil rights, sit-ins, peaceful, and civil rights marches. White mistreatment of blacks, 1960s, separate dining room, separate bathrooms. The settler black man could receive death penalty for insulting white women or be publicly flogged. Holders turned onto black civil rights activists, dogs allowed to bite black protesters, blacks jailed for peaceful civil rights protests. 1994, black mistreatment of whites, non-existent. White mistreatment of black, unfair crime bill, locking up black men. 2008, black mistreatment of whites, non-existent. White mistreatment of black, reverse redlining, bad home loans for blacks, causing black foreclosures. Black mistreatment of whites, non-existent in 2014 to 2020. White mistreatment of black, white racist cops killing unarmed blacks. This chart easily fact-checked and intended to bring some enlightenment to help remove the veil of the decades of lies and unfounded reasoning and justification for hating black people. This chart is to make the fact clear that if your reasons for hating black people have been predicated on our mistreatment of white people as a whole, then it's time that the veil were removed and replaced with the truth. The truth is that for over 400 years, black people have been used and abused by white people. And black people have never retaliated or even had the thought of doing so, yet they are still vilified. Black people have been enslaved, denied access to the best education, jobs, and opportunities, forced to use at the bathrooms and water fountains, and made to ride at the back of the bus. The truth is that no matter what has been done to black people, the mistreatment could not break them. The unfounded hate of many whites has never stopped black people from standing and rising as Americans. If racist whites or anyone would look at these mistreatment charts, they would have to agree if they would decide honestly that black people as a whole have not mistreated whites. And therefore, if hatred of blacks is based on how blacks have treated whites, then your justification for hating blacks is baseless. In order to illustrate this point, a few important facts need to be brought out. Blacks have never desired to mistreat white people, even after all the mistreatment that they as a race have had to endure from whites. Black people have never had the power, authority, positions, government, law enforcement, etc., to facilitate such immoralities. Black people as a whole do not hate white people. There are blacks who do not trust white people, but they do not hate whites. Black people are not in competition with white people, nor are they your enemy. All they desire and demand is their civil rights as Americans. It is anyone's right to choose who or what they like or don't like. It is also anyone's right to choose who or what they love or hate. It doesn't matter how they came about their decision. If racist white people hate black people, it is their right. What racist white people don't have the right to do is let their decision to hate black Americans violate black folks' inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness guaranteed to all Americans. If there were any justification for one race to hate another, and there's not, wouldn't it be true to say that from a moral perspective, blacks truly have many more fact-based reasons to hate white races? We don't hate you. We as black folks, after 400 years of unfounded mistreatment from racist whites, simply want the personal or systemic racial hate in this movement to stop. Racist whites have hated blacks for too long. So I challenge all of my readers to answer this question honestly. Is the white racist mistreatment of black Americans justified or hate without a cause? That is where we are. That is where we stop, and that's the end of chapter 5. Who wants to start the discussion? Yes, this is chapter 5. Good morning, Brandy Joy. Is there anybody who wants to start the discussion? Or do I start it? Is that how we're going to do this?
It's such a sensitive topic.
It is. The whole thing is sensitive. I mean, we're talking about something that's real. The hatred of black folk by the country in which we are a part of, country that we helped to build, country that becomes a superpower on the backs of slavery, cotton, tobacco, and sugar, which is all black folk. These are facts. This is not something that anybody's making up or anybody's pretending about. This is what actually happened. There have been hate without a cause in this country towards black folk. And at first, as I'm reading, and I'm reading where he starts to cite the different things that took place, and he said, the mistreatment of black and the mistreatment of white.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was going to attack that and say that's not true. There have been times when white folk were mistreated, but what he's not talking about the actual just mistreatment of white people. Of course, there have been individual instances where somebody been heinous with their attitude, with their disdain, with their hate, with dislike towards white people when they happen to be black. We saw with Malvo and the kid that in the D.C. area when he was just shooting white people, just killing them for no reason. But he's talking about the systemic mistreatment, the systemic hate. And as I read and I started to read the things that and he missed a lot. He ain't even dealing with the real hate that took place in this country. The fact that I couldn't testify against a white man, that if a white man said something about me in court, that what he said was true and what I said was a lie. I mean, there are certain mistreatments that existed in this country and we still see remnants and feel remnants of it now. That's why when we see it happen, we get so animated and so angered by it, because we know that this used to be the order of the day, that it happened regularly, that it was okay to call a soldier in uniform a nigger and demand that he get out that uniform, and if he didn't, that he could be murdered, and there would be nothing done about it. Now, the reason why we know that is because that's what happened. And there's nowhere in the history of this country and those times, in those 19 teens, in the early 20s, where a white man was convicted of murdering a black person. It didn't exist. So there has been a history of mistreatment of black people for simply being black. There's a history of hate without a cause in this country towards black.
Okay, can I address page 45 of this chapter?
Sure, Reese, go ahead.
Here's the paragraph. If racist whites or anyone would look at these mistreatment charts, they would have to agree, if they would decide honestly, that black people as a whole have not mistreated whites. And therefore, if hatred of blacks is based on how blacks have treated whites, then your justification for hating blacks is baseless. In order to illustrate this point, a few important facts need to be brought out. And this is his first point. Blacks have never desired to mistreat white people, even after all of the mistreatment they, as a race, have had to endure from whites. That is categorically untrue. Factually, irrefutably untrue.
How so now let me ask you a question. Are you fighting for white people right now, Reese?
No, sir. I'm asking what he writes is categorically untrue if we are to deal with the facts, and that what I believe that what he's doing in this particular chart is he's being anecdotal on one and absolute on the other. That's my problem with this book. And I'm asking the question, again, if we're having an open and honest discussion about the book, I'm talking about the chapter in general. That's the part, the first part. I'm just dealing with the most alarming part of this chapter on page 45. And it is
that
statement after the charts.
That's not page 45.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got the digital version shaking. It's page 45 on the digital version.
Okay.
Jay, I think it is an actual fact that he is fighting for white people.
Okay, I don't care what you think I'm fighting for. You asked me and I said no. So you can think whatever you want. I have no control over that. What you think about me is none of my business.
I said it's actual
factual.
It's actual.
Okay, it can't be
factual,
dude, if I just told you it isn't. It's what you think. You don't have enough evidence to prove that as a fact.
Listening to you.
Just take it as what
you believe. Just listening to you.
And we'll move on. I don't care what you. I don't care what you
you're
think that you're hearing.
You're
okay, that's
yourself.
Fine. But again, I'm going to ask the question: blacks have never desired to mistreat white people, even after all the mistreatment. Where are you looking? Where are you not looking? I can find
I'll
right
ask you
now.
A question, Reese. Where on that chart?
Can I finish my question?
Let me just ask you this
Levi?
Question.
Levi, let me finish. You can ask me anything.
Let me just ask you this one
Levi.
Question. I'm going to shut up.
Levi. No,
where
Levi, you can't,
this,
you can't ask him the question. You can't ask him the question because he asked the question. Can he get his question answered first? Can he get the question that he asked Jam McNorton answered first, and then you guys can ask questions?
Okay.
So
in other words,
I
again, in the digital version, I'm going to go to the point that's the most alarming. Blacks
no,
have never desired
it's in this book as well. It's in this book as well,
yeah.
Reese. It's just on page 55 or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Blacks have never desired to mistreat white people, even after all the mistreatment that they, as a race, have had to endure from whites. If that's factual, where's the evidence of it? Because I can find opposite evidence of that.
Black people race.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? Because I'm one of them.
You're just one of them.
Okay. Now,
there are over 48
did you read
million
the second,
African-Americans
the second
in the country.
Point? Can you read the second point? Because it will prove the first one.
No, actually, black people never having the power to authoritative positions, government, law enforcement to facilitate such immortality, that's also not true. Because I could show you evidence of that, and it's been caught on Kate congressionally.
We have never had the authority.
Reese, we've never, what he's saying is this. We've never had, and he's right, in Congress today, Reese, even now, you have to have a majority to have any kind of power. But what he's saying.
There are also local governments, J. King.
And still, we're playing by the rules of somebody else. We had to adapt to the rules of the land.
No, I hear you. Trust me, King. I get what you're saying. I'm talking about what Jam's writing.
I know. And what he's saying, Reese, what he's writing is that we never have the authoritative power, and we have it, as a race to cause any type of harm to us.
Even if
people,
I'm willing to concede.
Because we don't control the laws of the land. You got to remember, Reese, in this country, black folks were governed by black codes. The laws that governed black people were not the same laws that governed whites. They called them
Jay,
black codes.
You and I are having a discussion about what you and I both know. I am talking about Jam's book. So if, please, with all due respect, I don't mean this towards you. I get where you're coming from.
The second point proves the first point, Reese, to answer your question,
Jam,
sir.
That's where you, Jam, that's where you have a problem, because the third point also hurts your cause. The third
What's
point,
the third
black
point?
People, here's the third one. People, black people as a whole, which you have no evidence to prove, do not hate white people. There's no way for you to know that. There are blacks who don't trust white people, but they do not hate whites. There's no way for you to know that. None. There's no statistical
There's
evidence.
There's no way for me to know that?
No.
Is there any way for you to prove that we do hate white
That's
people?
That's the point, sir. That's the point. You're
Is there any proof that you have to back up any of your allocations
That's
that you
my
have,
point.
Sir?
Jam, you're
Jam.
Making my point for
Jam.
Me. There's
Jam.
No way to know.
Jam.
I'll listen. Go ahead.
I am a white woman. I know I sound black, and you could have been fooled, but I'm a white woman. And I have been hated on from black people for just being white.
Okay. So, Mary, this is where
I'm
you
not
are
saying that
wrong.
That happens systemically
Listen, this
across
is where,
the country.
This is where
but
you
what I'm saying
are,
is that you
This is why the reason why you on mute is because what you've done is you've taken what he said and individualized it to you. He's not talking about, of course, there are instances where individuals right. have done it. He's talking right. about, as a whole people, the same way racisms, bigotries, prejudices, and biases have been enacted against black people as a whole, not as individuals. So I'm sure you've been hated on, as most people have, especially Reese could say the same thing. People, different folks can say how they've been hated on because of one thing or another, but they don't have the whole, they don't have a the power to enact that hate on a whole people the way the government, the white government here has enacted on black people. That's what he means, not just you.
Right.
And so I just want people to understand that. Go ahead.
Now, there's another part to this that goes further, okay? He says black people are not in competition with white people, nor are they your enemy. Now, I'll agree with the nor are they your enemy, right? That's fair. I don't believe that anyone sees each other as enemy. I can't speak to that because there may be drips and drabs of people who feel that way. Black people not being in competition with white people, we are expressly told in the black community over and over again that we have to perform 10 times better than our white counterparts. That in and
That's
of
because
itself
they're in competition with us.
No, sir. No. We are in
we
competition
are,
with them.
We are told by our own people that we have to be 10 times better. I agree.
Jam, but that,
I agree.
That again, Jam, that is
but
my
we're
point
not in competition, brother. We're
Jay
just Kim, trying to get
I'm
to
sorry,
college.
Jam, that is the essence of competition in knowing what we have to overcome in order to be just
okay,
as good
Okay, but the
as.
Competition I'm
That's
talking about is humanistic value, sir. I'm not talking about scholastic. I'm not talking about entertainment. I'm not talking about sports. I'm talking about at being humans. We are not in competition with nobody to be a human because we know who we are.
Okay, great. I'm glad you said that because that's where you walk into another problem, and you literally walked right into the next problem, okay? That is a morality issue. You're suggesting that we're in competition to be moral superior.
I'm not.
We're not in a competition to be moral superior. Therefore,
we're not.
First of all, everything
in, we're not in competition with nobody to be morally
sir,
superior at nothing.
In a capitalist
now, we compete
society,
in sports. We compete in scholastics.
Jam,
we are not
in
competition
survive,
as a whole race with no other
true.
Race.
Jam, in order to survive in this country, we have to do things like get jobs, go to school, right?
And
in
that's
order for us to,
positive superior teaching.
Again,
I'm talking about as a human, we are not in competition with the white race as being a human.
Again, we are innately competitive as Americans because of the capitalistic society we live in. In order to survive, we have to be competitive, if not just against white people, even our own race. We have to
and
be
that's
better
positive,
than the next
person. And I love it.
That,
I love it. I agree.
But to suggest that we're not in competition is a farce.
We're not on a humanistic value. We're not. We know who we are, and we love people. And
well,
we're the most forgiving, in my view. Now, that's just my view.
But, Jam, you can. We can all speak for ourselves, but none of us can speak for anybody as a whole. Because
proof is in the pudding.
We are individuals.
Proof is in the pudding. We have not tried to stop voting rights.
Well,
we
everybody
not...
has a different jam. Everybody lives in a different bowl of pudding. We all have individual lives.
This is my opinion. There are no citations for this, so we can't argue this. This is only my opinion. This right here, these quotes that I'm saying right here, these are my quotes, and that part is conjecture. That is my opinion, folks.
Okay. But you speak in absolutes, Jim. You see us as a monolith. This is what this book is about. It's seeing blacks and whites in a monolith. Even if it's racist whites, you see them as a monolith. If they don't stick with a particular code of ethics that you lay down, they are considered in the group of racist whites.
You can't say that.
Hold on.
Because number one, I have never said that anybody has to obey any rule yet.
Actually, not true.
What rule?
You do several breakdowns in this book.
Where
about the way
have I
which,
said anybody's got to go by my rules?
No. Okay. All right. You're obviously being literal here. I'm not trying to be literal here. What you do in a book is you set down what's called a moral template. Right?
Oh, my God.
You use terms like racist white people. And then you set the groundwork of how they fit into that category. You lay down a whole bunch of things in which they've done or groups of people have done. And then you lump them all. If they fall into that metric, they automatically become racist white people. You don't break down statistically why they do those things, how they do those things.
I tell you, it was because they were taught by the forefathers, sir.
You don't know what people were taught, dude. There's
oh,
no way
God.
For you to know that.
Jam, don't waste your time, Jam.
Okay,
Jam, don't waste your time with that.
Jam, what I'm saying is when you speak in absolute.
Okay, hold on.
Like you know,
Reese.
Sorry, go ahead. Leave it.
Reese, hold on, you guys. I want to let Levi get his question in. I think he had a question for you, Reese. Go ahead, Levi.
No, I changed about the question. What I want to know and what I want to tell this guy that wrote that book, if you believe in what you did and the way other people interpret thoughts is different from yours, don't even argue with them. Because, see, Reese have a way of putting in a different word so he'll have something to argue about. He
Thank
put
you,
him head in one word, told him up the door to auger. You waste your time with Reese. Believe in yourself. Believe in what you have done and continue doing it.
Thank
Look,
you,
with
sir.
All due respect, Levi.
Point, there you go. Be quiet, Reese. And get your point across.
Sorry.
Believe in what you're doing. Stand by your book and don't try to auger your point and force it on nobody else. If they accept it, fine. If they reject it, that's fine, too. Long as you believe it. That's
Thank
what
you,
counts
sir.
Is what you believe.
Thank you.
Okay. The only point that I'm bringing up here, you notice I've never added anything to Jam's book. I'm reading directly from the text and asking him about it. I'm not injecting anything. Okay? So as I said, with the interview between Jam and I is going to be about what he wrote and then therefore questioning what he wrote.
What you are injecting, you're injecting your interpretation of what he wrote.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair. I'll take that. And you're absolutely right. And I'm asking him to explain why he's saying that.
I think Jude wants to. Jude, do you have a question?
Yeah, I just want to clarify with Mr. Jam. I'm really curious about this because I think that he's saying that there's really when a black person is thinking about morality or doing the right thing, it's not a competition. They're not feeling a competition. If I'm understanding correctly, and Reese is saying there is a competition no matter what. And I'd really like to understand this better.
What I'm talking about are you asking me or Reese?
I'm asking you, Mr. Jam.
Okay. If you go back to think back to when I told you what I believe determines a person being not so much superior, but being a top-rate person, it's their morals, the ones that are able to build bridges and tear down unnecessary walls. So I'm talking about from a humanistic standpoint, we are not in competition with nobody.
Right. Gotcha.
Let me read what Del Burney said. Reese, you make some good points. However, you have moved past critiquing Jam's book to criticizing Jam and his audacity of writing this book. So Reese,
can I answer?
Do you understand?
I'd love to.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't, Dale Burney, I kind of think I know where you're getting at. So I'm not, I don't want to dismiss what you're saying here. I don't think that what Jam wrote in any way is like an audacity thing. Like I was like, how dare he write this? No, of course not. What I want to understand as a book, like I bought the book, I bought the digital and the hard copy.
So what?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of where he is getting these statistics from, because I see the book, and maybe I'm reading it from my lens, but you know what? That's fair. Everybody's going to read it from their own lens. What I believe that Jam is doing is creating a divide. He says he wants to bridge a gap, but you can't do that when you pigeonhole people as racist whites based on a moral authority that he believes that he can set.
Just put
that's
a word in when you said that I'm putting all whites as racist. That's a lie. I'm not. You just put a word in like Levi said you would.
No, I didn't,
sir. I don't take all whites as being racist, sir.
No, your book puts a criteria of what is deemed as racist.
Oh, my God.
And therefore, everybody...
Don't go to that dude. Don't go to that dude's show, man. Don't go on that dude's show, Jam. Jam, don't go on that dude's show.
Again,
stop reaching across the table. Ain't nobody talking to you, Ali.
Jam never has to come on my show. If Jam doesn't believe that he should come on my show because he thinks that he's going to be
coming on your
show. Fine.
I'm coming on your show and anybody that invites me.
Thank you. I'm
not coming on your show today.
If
you won't.
And Jay King, who is accused me of being argumentative. Thank you, Jam. Anyone who's accused me of being combative or argumentative knows right now I'm not. I'm asking poignant questions about the book. I read it. I understand where you're
coming from. To me, it seems like you're doing the bucket of crab theory. To me, it seems like you're doing the bucket of crap theory respectfully.
I don't think that's fair. I think I'm critiquing you in spite of your race, meaning that just because you're black, you're not going to get a pass.
I can say it, sir. It's good. Go ahead.
Okay.
Say what you want to say.
Right. You are as equal. Listen to me. You are as equal as a best-selling author who is white. You wrote a book, and therefore, if there was a best-selling author who was white, I would critique it just as well. You don't get special treatment because you and I share the same melanin count.
That's fine.
So if you want to be treated
equally, do you ever build? Do you ever help? Or is it just critique?
No, sir. First of all, I do a lot of
it. Do you ever help? Do you ever build? Or do you just critique?
I build. And again, this is your book. Don't deflect.
He builds.
You wrote the book.
he tears down so a new building can be built.
Exactly.
Do you ever compliment? Do you ever compliment?
Congratulations
on
the book.
I know the facts that he did say, the facts that are spoken here about what America did to black people, it's an embarrassment to the black people's God
that
America still
exists.
And you know what? I'll give you one better.
It's an embarrassment to the black. It's an embarrassment to the black people's God that America still exists.
If you want a compliment, Jam, I'll give you one. I bought two versions
of your book. I don't need one. I just asked you, do you have a compliment? That's all, sir.
I am.
I don't care about your book. I want you to say it straight how you feel.
And the hardcover. Okay.
I love
well,
you
I
for
bought
that.
Both.
Thank
I
you.
I complimented you. Thank you. Exactly. I'm supporting
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And I found it important enough to interview you about your book. So there's plenty
oh
of questions to go around.
No,
you and I
no,
just
you came,
ideologically
you came over
disagree
here
on
Jay's show and trying to steal guests from Jay's show to put on your show. You ain't called that motherfucker on your show.
Don't you have a grandma that you have to put in that fucking...
Shit, when black men are talking, shut your ass up, you big old bitch. Shut up.
Shit.
That's that
For a dude who hasn't bought one copy of the book, he's talking an awful lot of shit.
You
about
know what I'm man? I'm not an attentionated motherfucker like you. I don't have to tell what I've done.
So you bought the book?
Reese, they're reading the book now. Why are you putting such an emphasis on people buying it? He's coming here reading
so
the book.
Oh, you'd rather get the book for free, you faux-ass activist. The black man wrote a book.
What it is,
black support, and you dudes are tightwads holding on to your precious
$20. I'm hearing it from the author's mouth.
Hey, my man,
Valcine,
I spent $40.
Valcine said, Jam McNorton, in his book, Hate Without a Cause, has produced a clear-eyed account of racism in America from its beginning and explains its persistence to present day. Through the eyes of a poet and a musician, he's able to unravel the hatred that has been woven into our society for centuries.
Yeah, that's the liner notes.
Oh, I thought she wrote that.
Everybody could see it.
Yeah, those are the liner notes.
Rika, yeah, that's the liner notes.
Yeah, they are. Those are the liner notes. That's what she just posted the. And Valcine's good for that, and thank you, Valcine.
Dave Smith
she
said,
does, she does it a lot.
Jay, Reese is killing me this morning. Jam should not go on this Peckerwood show. His audience is white people who all think the way he does.
Well, I guess Dave Smith watches the show. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your support.
And Valcine said, Reese, fuck you.
Did I not say thank you, Valcine? I said thank you. I was saying that Valcine was posting the liner notes. I appreciate that she does that. I wasn't crapping on Valcine. Damn, talk about misinterpretation, Valcine. I thought, you know, I thought we was people.
Well, she did do it with a smiley face.
Oh, okay.
So I was
right.
Jay, can I say something?
Yes, you can.
I just want to say I'm still proud of myself that I was the only one that knew it was Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Thank you very
much. Motherfucker, you said it was the 21st of September. Earth, Wind, and Fire didn't make no song called It's the 21st of September.
No, it's the second verse. He's right. I have to say it, my brother. It says, do you remember the 21st night of September?
Yeah.
Are you sticking up for him? You just
yeah. Thank you, Jim. I'm going to buy your book.
No, but
you
obviously you don't know the song.
I'll take that.
This is,
I'll
this
take
is,
that, brother, because I love everybody. I'll take that.
This
well,
is the humanality.
That, yeah.
We're all humans.
I will.
Humans.
Thank you, big bro.
Well Jim, he
can
didn't
you do
know.
Me a favor?
He didn't know. You had to tell if he... You should have had him recite the lyrics, Jim. Come on, man. You're here
okay,
to get better,
right,
Jim.
All right.
You sound like you're.
I didn't mean
jam.
To pull the whole card. All right. I'm a songwriter musician, though, so I can't help it.
Jam,
well,
can you do me
like
a favor?
It was about
you had a footnote in your book that the only white guy on a black show knew that it was Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Thank you, sir.
No, because there's only one race to me, and that is the human race.
White guy. You're not
yeah,
the
why?
Unfortunately,
you're right, Mary. I'm sorry.
For you,
Mary,
Jam,
right,
unfortunately
two black
for you,
guys,
we live in a world where there is where race matters. There is. I hear you when you say that there's only one race, the human race, but that's not the world we live in. The world we live in, defines race by color, by geographic location,
Financial status.
And you are exactly right, and that's why I wrote this book, is to try to help. Gear us towards understanding that we have to come together before we lose our democracy in America.
The democracy is already lost, man. That's why you wrote the
book.
That
might be true. That might be true.
No, it is true. It is true. Why wouldn't it be true?
No, it isn't.
Jim?
No, it isn't.
I'm going to dedicate. I'm going to play this song. I'm going to play this song and dedicate it to you.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Jay, Jim, this is a song that Reese is not included in, though.
No, we got to keep him. We got to keep him.
Agree.
What it's about, man. Coming together. We may not sing Kumbaya, but we can make sure that everybody gets good treatment. Ain't that something you produced, Jay?
Jam, can I tell you why Jay dedicated this song to you?
I'm listening.
It's because it's a bathroom break.
That's cold.
Deductions king.
Hey Jam, I want to give you some kudos, man. It is a good thing about your book that you may not know.
What's that, sir?
Where do you live right now?
I live in South Sacramento at the Royal 8 Inn. I'm the overseer for the whole motel.
Well, I don't want to know specifics, but I mean, I was just wondering. Okay, so you're all the way in California. Your book is actually in stock over 3,000 miles away.
Wow.
And that's a great thing. So there is distribution of your book through Amazon. It was smart for you to do that.
Jam, that's a trick. That's a trick, Jam. Jam, you followed in the tricks, man. That's a goddamn trick to get you on this show. Don't listen to shit that motherfucker say. If you go on this show, Jam, if you go on his show, nigga, I ain't fucking with you no more.
Oh, wow.
Oh, then I guess you're not fucking with me. I guess you're not fucking with me.
I got to go on every show, bro. Every show they call me for, I got to go on, man.
Exactly.
No, you don't. No, you don't, man. Bitch, shut your motherfucking white mouth up. You want to be black bitches, that's right.
You anymore. Oh, it's so sad. I'm going to go home and try to my mommy now.
Jam, make sure you listen to Ali because he's the intellectual of the show.
Clearly. Jam, I play. I know one thing.
Y'all
good people,
man.
That was a good one.
Jam, I played that record "Come Together" for you, but I could see that as I was playing "Come Together," they were trying to tear it apart.
It's falling apart.
Hey, Jay,
show
didn't
your
you produce
audience,
that?
Jay King.
Jay King, didn't you produce that?
I wrote
that's
it.
Good, man. That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
all
nice.
Right, so, Jam, we could do this interview tonight at 8 p.m., correct?
8 p.m. Pacific? 5 p.m. my time. Okay. I'm with it. I got the number.
I got your nope. That's the other number. I'll call you. I have your number. I'll be calling you at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be watching that one.
Now, Ali, why do you think
are you doing that on
show? I'm doing it on the rundown.
Okay, you're not doing it on tech.
Okay.
No. They don't like it when you call it that, Mary, by the way.
I don't care.
I know. No, I like saying that. When I used to work at WPHH in Hartford, every time I see their van or their buses in the neighborhood, I'm like, oh, you guys are with the tick. They go, don't call us that.
Say, but I forget your name. I'm not good at remembering names. But in
Jam,
this show.
Jam, the Butter and Jam.
Levi,
Jam, in this show.
Yes, sir.
That you can go on as long as you believe in what you stand up there and talking about and what you wrote about, long as you believe in it, that's the only thing that counts.
Man,
and if you believe somebody told into you and put some thoughts on your mind, take it back to your pillow and think it through for yourself. Don't argue with them on the show. Just simple as
long
that.
As you don't take your own advice and get to talking what you believe, Levi. That's where
it's say, man, I don't talk to you because you – oh,
thank
one,
you, Mr.
I know, very
motherfucker, so shut up. I was talking to you. So
well, I'm talking to
don't
you.
Don't talk to me. Well, now you're talking to me.
I'm talking to you because
that's your
forgetfulness. You're one ignorant.
That's your forgetfulness.
Man,
with
a lot of knowledge, you're ignorant. And the only thing
you're
I'm
talking
you
to me, though.
Is stand your
you're
own ground, bro.
You're talking to me. You're going against what you just said.
Yeah, well.
Well,
you
you're
put
talking
it on
to
a
me.
Conversation.
Shut the fuck up.
And I don't know why Jay King let you do that when I was talking to somebody else.
Motherfucker, it's not for you to know
he'll mute me when somebody else is talking. But you can cut in and talk over me when I was talking to the man that wrote the book.
Boy, that's the
when
other story
to you.
Called
why
jealousy.
You not on mute?
That's jealousy. That's jealousy. Did you know
that's
that?
That's what that is? No. I'm not
yeah,
jealous
you're
of
jealous.
Anything. Oh, okay.
Well,
whatever
you
want to call
it.
Hey, man, let
no,
me hear I'll catch y'all on a later date because I'm not feeling well.
Political fuck.
Levi,
don't leave.
Don't leave.
Levi, don't leave.
I'm not feeling
Levi,
good.
Mr. Levi, thank you.
Shit,
everyone,
work
the wisdom. This is Jam. Thank you, Levi.
Don't,
I love you, Levi.
If
Levi word all he says.
Look. If the reason why I didn't mute Yusef Kente is because Levi and Kente were talking back and forth. If Kente started to talk over Levi, I would mute him. The same way when Levi talks, I don't just mute Levi. I mute Levi when he's talking over people, in particular me. The same way I mute Kente when he's talking over me. Mm-hmm. I don't mute Levi when he's talking with other people if he's not talking mm-hmm. over them. So that's why, Levi. That's why.
Actually, I was complimenting Levi. I was taking him, I think it's very admirable that he don't take his own advice and give it away.
He's probably
what the fuck he got to say.
I want to thank you for the wisdom that he's given me, and I want to thank all of y'all for the wisdom that y'all are giving me and taking the time out for a young author.
Jam, are you married?
You're welcome.
I am.
You have children?
Yeah, to Rosie. He's married to Rosie.
Yep. 25 years we just celebrated. And that's only because of God.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys.
Hey, Jay King, did you hear about...
That's my smoke coat I wear everywhere I go.
Did I hear about what, Reed?
So I know you were in on those text messages that was coming from Keone about the, you know, the possible indictment.
I did not. I got to be honest with you. You and Keone did those messages. They're just too long. For me,
I don't blame. I don't blame you. So Latina
they do that shit at 4:30 a.m.
Okay, before we
I
do
know.
That. Okay. Before we do that, Reese, I want to do the snitchy Smurf report.
Oh, sure.
And then we can get into the next part of the show. As they say in
the
old country, a sense of humor is the pole that adds balance to our steps as we walk the tightrope of life. Unknown without being accused of flagrant virtue signaling, Kings in the Morning is a shining example of this mantra. Although King Jam McNaughton was unable to make it to interview with his brother, King Reese, today, let us try to hold hope that they will get a chance to speak further about his new book, Hate Without a Cause. Actually, many hopes were held today, including King Reese being able to give pause to his dedication to be right, leaning closer to wanting to win with others. This is a part of the hashtag Do Betters campaign. And the kingly allegation of which our brother believes is misapplied. Reverend Will Mute You come Friday, Ali, will bring us another great morning mute song. The Beratosaurus will return with two lighters lifted to his brother, Reverend Will Mute You come Friday, Ali. This is an actual incident, laugh out loud. King Pins, a.k.a. Charles, will not try to unfinally expose the snitchy Smurf, saying her new name is Feds, all by being a snitchy in his own right. This is not an allegation, therefore, this jacket. The King Jam McNaughton will be able to return to us and survive, even thrive amongst his brothers, allowing us to hear Chapter 5 and share all together. The Kings in the Morning third hour of power was enjoyable, most so because King Levi kicked it off with a spooned wallop atop of Penn's pumpkin, which Snitchy appreciated, and applied Koodles 11 points to his accounting. After King Reese battled with his brother Levi and you, Lavasaurus, on the origins and intent of war to be continued tomorrow, laugh out loud, one of the topics shared focused on understanding the many ways we use language and how interesting it is to learn the nicknames and jargon from one state to state. King Pins took us on a trip down memory lane where he reminisced about summertime treats, checking in on what particular names did we each use for flavored ice water, frozen grape Kool-Aid, according to Pins, and here are the results. King Pins, a frozen cup of Huckabuck or an ice ball. King Beratosaurus, Yusef, an icy. King Beckman, a margarita. Snitchy interprets this as a strongly shaved ice and a nice adult glass, laugh out loud. King Six was in the tunnel, so Snitchy did not capture his response. Queen Mary, Italian ice, or a snow cone. The snitchy Smurf from her Philippornia bag, Water Ice, a.k.a. Water Ice, a.k.a. Water Ice. After Pins and Beratosaurus, as customary, in the third hour, tried to toss yours truly on the hot seat for allegedly showing King Six too much kindness as he departs to take care of other things on his schedule, the citation is that I never tell any other king or queen that they are loved and wished a wonderful day. Of course, this was quickly refuted, and Snippy recalls that all this rock salt is all your fault, Lathers, and the very reason why we're still side beefing in September. In September, 11 balls of paper added to your bread bag, sir. Let the record show that I love all King Family Wonderfuls, believing that we love one another in a spirit kindred way, all awesome. And this concludes the Snitchy Smurf Report. Thanks.
Amen. She's trying to clean up the fact that she told... She's trying to clean up the fact that her and Six Eyes was having sex on the phone and got busted phone sex third hour. That's all that was. And she was talking about how she loved him and shit.
Oh, my God.
Damn, you thought you went
phone sex?
You went all in.
No.
Look, that got Levi.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Look, Levi said, what? Phone sex? I'm in.
Wow.
So that was fun. I didn't hear any moaning and groaning.
We had
oh
sex, Nicole?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
He was having sex.
You ain't saying nothing until you see your lawyer.
Wow.
I heard a jackhammer.
Yeah, so yesterday.
Who let this fucking mouth in?
Uh-oh. Queen Mary?
Hey, that must have been doing.
Wow.
There
was
one last floating
in the day.
Who's your daddy? That was about
Good.
It.
Drink your water. She'll be back. She's floating today. She's floating.
Exactly.
And then she tried to recover the fact that and say that she always tell all of us before she leaves that she loves us. Like, I wouldn't comment if you told me you loved me. I know you didn't, because I would have told you to get the fuck out of here with your love.
Hey.
So I know you didn't say that.
Kings in the morning.
That statement is hate without a cause right there.
Wow.
I look like you got new life, bro.
No, no, Levi.
Levi? Put that phone away, sir.
Sound like you got new life,
down.
Man. I hear you.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Levi,
wow.
Anna Marie says she loves you. And she's glad you didn't.
I love her, too, but let's be careful around that six-eyed girl. Shit, I don't want six-eyed tracking me down.
No, Janet Marie, not Nicole, Janet Marie.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't want to get them mixed up. Because six hours.
Levi,
get that
I'm impressed.
Dog.
Oh,
you already
Levi,
got
I'm
blood out
of
track
Levi.
Of motherfucker down. I know six
no,
hours.
I love you, Levi. I love you. You're good with me.
Look at him. Now
Levi,
they
I'm impressed.
About how they love everybody.
I thank you for the wisdom, Mr. Levi.
It's
Jam,
Ali.
Jam McNorton.
That's Ali saying thanks to somebody, even me.
No.
Yeah,
that
thank
was,
you.
That
no,
was,
that's
that
me. That's Jam. Saying thank you for the wisdom.
King Jam.
Yeah.
King Jam. That was
not.
Yes,
now, Jam McNorton.
Yeah.
Nicole and myself will interview you. I'll let her take the lead of interviewing, but I welcome you to the Six Eyes Radio
trouble.
Network.
Man, I'll be there.
Waiting
on your call.
When you going to have him on your show, Six?
Oh, shit.
When his schedule opens up. Nicole, give him the credentials, and we'll go from there.
Wow.
I'll tell y'all something that's a blessing and kind of crazy, but I'm happy about it. Stephen King commented on my cover. He loved my cover.
Wow. Well, if you think Stephen King did something for you, wait till you come on my show. So you'll be okay. Nicole, get the credentials, and we'll go from there.
Hey, man, I just thank all my kings and queens for taking the time out for Jam McNorton. How about that?
Jam McNorton, everyone on the JKN.
Well, I see you going in as suspect because you're using Levi's wisdom, and I with an emphasis on the dumb part.
Now Nicole was trying to say something to you, Janet.
Let me put my boots back on. This shit getting deep.
I'm gonna grab mine too, King Levi. King Jam, you are Jam McNorton Music. Was it at Yahoo or at Gmail? Forgive me, I don't have that.
At Gmail. Jam McNorton Music at Gmail.
Okay, thank you.
That's my email.
Yep.
Are you going on Reese's show?
Yes.
Yeah.
I go on your
today,
show.
5 o'clock on the rundown.
No, that's that dumb part. We're taking Levi's wisdom. That's that dumb part.
Yes, but
is that
no one thing.
Yes, it's
when you, before
today,
you go on Reese's show, Reese will give an aspirin a headache, okay?
Oh, jeez.
Wow. I never heard that one. Give aspirin a headache.
Okay, so before you go there, be prepared.
I am. One thing, I'll go to the field and meet the mule that's chewing popcorn.
Oh,
Jam, you're fucking up, man. Let me tell you something, Jam. When Prince came out, he didn't give no interviews, and he still blew up. Take that advice.
Mm-hmm. Listen to Ali. He's the intellect.
Well, one thing about it, people are
I know one thing. Ali always got my back.
If you're going to take some aspirin before you go on Reese's show, you might want to go get some goody powder.
Oh, man, all I'm going to do is take me. I'm going to be right there.
If Ali got your back, I tell you, you got a crazy motherfucker behind you.
That's right. I tell you one thing. This girl in L.A. told me I was crazy. Excuse me, lady. Excuse me, man. I said, bitch, check this out. Crazy was born. I'm a nut. You better leave me alone.
Okay.
When I come visit
Jay, can I get a room?
This is where
you work at.
Man,
some water, Nicole.
As long as you got the $120, they won't. I'm sure they're gonna give you the suite.
You get it now.
Yeah, you got to go around the
water.
Back though.
It's in the
I
don't get a Jam
going to
find
out.
Thanks, troublemaker. Thanks.
Jam, ain't no hotels in South Sacramento that got suites in it. Come on, man.
You know the one that's got the extra chair in it. They call that a suite.
Yeah, they got to call it something. Because I'm
South Sacramento,
and I don't know any hotel in South Sacramento that has a suite.
When they put the extra chair in there,
they call it a suite.
Well, all right. Yeah, got to be some kind of gadget.
Jam, you don't rent your motel out by the hour, do you?
No, it's not my motel, sir. I'm just a participant here. The VA pays for me, man. Yeah, I don't pay nothing.
Yeah, Beckman, you
cool.
Come here. We're gonna throw you to the homeless.
You say
leave
the VA
you
pay for
a
you?
Night.
It's my kind of people, you said. What are you talking about?
I know that's why you'll be there.
You said the VA pay for you, bro?
The VA and Social Security, yes, sir.
So you one of them guys that's been in the military that's stuck between floors?
No, sir. I am one of them guys that is blessed to have a VA behind them.
Oh, so you can go all the way to the top and you can go all the way to the bottom.
I can go anywhere I want and my check go with me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I just try to make sure. Because if the VA
thank the Lord. It ain't me.
Yeah.
It's God, man.
Yeah.
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 My dad was in the Air Force 1950, and he was stationed at Clark Air Base, where you were.
They had Air Force back then?
I was at Clark.
I know. I heard that in your book.
Yeah, that might have been his daddy you hit, nigga. You better keep your mouth shut.
Now, Jam, this is Six Eyes, and I understand you said you want to do like a weekly containing your book, but I think it would go over better if you did a stage play.
in each representation of what you're trying.
Man, shut your motherfucking ass up, you blind motherfucker. You don't even know what a stage play look like.
Shut the fuck up, Ali. Shut your motherfucking mouth.
Shut your motherfucking mouth, you blind bitch.
Jam, I wouldn't take that advice from old Toasty over there. We call him Toasty, you know. He just like dry
now,
toast,
Maris,
no butter, no jelly, no jam.
Everybody give their opinion. Everybody give their opinion. Fuck you, Ali. Oh, and Ruby Red, fuck you, too.
Nigga, that shit don't mean nothing, nigga. You don't even know what an F looks like, nigga. Draw an F for me.
Queen Mary. Hold on. Who the fuck is Ruby Red?
It's not you.
Yeah.
I'm just clarifying.
Oh, my
Lord. Don't get insecure.
Listen to his motherfucking interpreter.
You little faggot. Don't call nobody insecure.
All right, we're going to take our break for the history moment now.
I love Levi. I thought your feelings was hurt. Get the fuck on.
I really love Levi and Mary like a jock itch.
Oh, Jude.
You know, everything you talk about, you talk about your dirty ass. You got comedo
cheese. Little girl.
Now you got a jock itch.
The little girl start crying.
Do you have any Irish soap in your house and some hot water?
Oh, my God.
Wash your dirty ass. Get that jock itch off and that comedo cheese. With your nasty ass.
Hey, Jam, you out there?
I'm still here, man.
Yeah, man, if you notice, man, when I'm on the board, you don't hear all this riffraff because I mute them sorry-ass groupie motherfuckers.
Not till Friday.
Them motherfuckers can't say a goddamn word on this shit. They be over there insulting, Jam. They are insulting. They are professional insulters, and they talk over people and shit. And then when Jay come, they lie. It's a motherfucking lying-ass groupies.
Yeah.
And the motherfucking archives of the radio, the archives of the radio shows what they do, Jam. So when you go back and listen, you can hear a bunch of fat-ass rhinoceros bitches talking shit.
Wow.
Salty Soros.
Do not refer to the women.
Salty Soros.
Do not refer to the women as
queens
this morning.
I just want you to know.
Don't get riled up, Queen Mary. Refer to the women as bitches. Women are queens.
Shut up, nigga.
Don't get riled up.
Use a groupie ass motherfucking trick. Use a blind ass trick, nigga. You give up all your chips for pussy.
Hey, Jam,
I'm not gonna say way more money than you.
Well, I'm not gonna say who wrote this, but I'm gonna read it because it was requested.
You punk bitch.
Jude can play
you
Victor.
You broke back motherfucker.
Oh, boy, y'all have bought Six Eye out the bank.
The fuck you think you talking to?
I told you about Six Eye. And that Bloodhound, that CNI dog Bloodhound, he'll track your ghost smelling ass down all the way to San Diego.
Jeff Aroni has a question. He said, question. Am I all fucked up listening to this crazy shit and looking forward to the next day? Can someone help me?
No, you human. Are, Jeff Aroni.
King
you
Jeff
human.
Aroni,
and you found your people.
Yep. That's the King family wonderful
You're
way.
You human and you found your people. The real ones.
Jeff
Aroni to your therapy
and the listeners
Jeff.
Of the JKN, Ali's a bitch. Things in the morning.
Yeah, if you ever come to California, you're going to see on the camera that a crime motherfucker gets his ass whooped.
Damn, you going to run him up out of his shoes, Ali?
Ali,
you going to run him up out of his shoes?
Listen, dude. Ali, you were fighting. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. I will fucking fight you in the ring. I will fucking fight you in the ring. I would chase your bitch ass all over that ring, beat your ass, and throw your punk ass out in the front.
You
row,
ain't
bitch.
Gonna do shit, nigga. If you ever come to this motherfucker, I'm a
whatever,
yeah, Jay.
Man.
I fight a
shut
blind man. I'm a beat
I
his motherfucking
fuck.
Ass. I'm a shot that nigga and bite his motherfucking eye.
Come to Ohio. I will bend your bitch ass up. I will bend your bitch ass up, you skinny, frail motherfucker. the fuck you think you're talking
to?
Come to
motherfucking California and give your ass a blanket party. We're gonna wrap your ass
bitch,
up.
You ain't gonna do shit but go to the zoo with the rest of
the blanket party. Not the blanket party. The blanket party. Not the blanket party.
The blanket party. The blanket party. Don't get locked up in lion country to party with your rhinoceros.
Okay, you guys.
Shut up.
It's 9:30. Oh Lord. History moment.
9:30, you guys, and we're gonna do our history moment.
Jay, can I ask Jeff Aroni
Maria,
a question real quick?
Ali's a bitch.
Absolutely
no,
not.
Moment.
I just
put
told
that
you
in the back
that we're going to do our
moment,
motherfucking
though.
History moment, and instead of you just being cool, you want to ask a question. That's why your dumb ass is on mute. Anybody else want to get on mute? John Beckman,
no,
Morgan, anybody else? Maria W. Stewart was a freeborn African-American who became a teacher,
mm-hmm.
journalist,
mm-hmm.
lecturer, abolitionist, and woman's rights activist. The first known American woman to speak to a mixed audience of men and women, white and black. She was also the first African-American woman to make public lectures, as well as to lecture about women's rights and make a public anti-slavery speech. The Liberator published two pamphlets by Stewart, Religion and the Pure Principles of Morality, the sure foundation on which we must build, which advocated abolition and black autonomy in 1831, and another religious meditations, Meditations from the Pen of Mrs. Maria Stewart in 1832. In February of 1833, she addressed Boston's African Masonic Lodge, which soon ended her brief lecturing career. Her claim that black men lacked ambition and requested courage caused an uproar among the audience. And Stewart declined, and Stewart decided to retire from giving lectures. 7 months later, she gave a farewell address at a schoolroom in the African Meeting House, Paul's Church. After this, she moved to New York City, then to Baltimore, and finally Washington, D.C., where she worked as a school teacher and the head matron at Freedmen's Hospital, where she eventually died. This is America's history.
If you are hearing this today, you are alive. And this is not to say you are in the greatest condition. You may be overweight, like I am. You may have an illness, or you may be slightly depressed. Or you've recently lost someone close to you. You're no different than anyone else. And although that doesn't make you feel better, how you feel is up to you. Feel good about yourself, because you can, even through struggles. The goodness of our Lord can overpower any sludge evil may toss your way. And you can either swing on the vines of hell or float in the glory of God and weather the storm. It's all up to you. Amen.
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 Amen. One love. Amen, man. There's a lot of weak motherfuckers over here. Anyway, tomorrow, Thursday, we got Trivia Thursday with Queen Stephanie and Real Dahlia, Rich Sister, Georgia Brown Sugar, Zoila, and I think that's it. And they're all over there doing their thing, 6:30 a.m. to 7:55 a.m. live, Pacific Standard Time, right here on the J. King Network. Check them out tomorrow, Queens in the morning. And then we got Six Eyes talking shit in the background. What kind of motherfuckers you going to have on your show today, Six Eyes?
Well, praise God, Ali. We're going to have Wednesday night Bible study, so tune in, 424-243-9617. Praise God.
You may know praise God, dude. Anyway, we got Reese on the round. I don't know if Reese's ass is still out there. I told Jam don't go on the show, but it looked like it's going to go down. Reese, what time are you going to have Jam on your show today?
I think Reese left. It's going to be 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
That's typical. Well, I didn't ask. Y'all motherfuckers ain't supposed to speak up. That's Jay's job. You motherfuckers
well,
shut up.
Jam.
Yeah, but you do that. Yeah, look.
That's not the order of the show. Nobody's supposed to blurt out. You do that after I say back to you, Jay, and then you can go ahead and let them know. See, that's what we've been doing in the past. But see,
like right
why are you telling this man how to run his own fucking show?
Because that's what we do. That's what we do here. It's history. It's in our archives. We've done it before. So shut up, white biatch. I done told you to stop talking. Anyway, Jay King, I know you're doing great things in Sacramento. Lucia Kente said he ain't never seen a suite on the east side or south side of Sacramento, man. Is that true? Let us know what's going on in Sac today.
Today, I have a meeting, actually, with the superintendent of Sac Unified School District to help them with their DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion when it comes to contracts and work inside the school system. So I'm meeting with the superintendent today, and then I have a bunch of meetings. And then, of course, Dr. Lenore Tate is going to be on today to talk about mental health, the mental health moment. And I'm going to be also meeting with Sacramento Music Census. There's a Zoom meeting I'm doing at the same time that Dr. Lenore is on. And then I have dinner tonight with a small business owner who's trying to purchase. He's a black guy who worked for this company for a lot of years. And the owner, who's a white guy, he wants to sell it to the employee, who happens to be African-American, which I think is wonderful that he sees the work that that the guys put in. And so we have to figure out how to, you know, he has to come up with $2 million. So part of it is maybe my investment group, pulling an investment group together to own 25% of it, and then he owning, you know, maybe, you know, and getting a bank to put up the rest of the money. So today, that's what I'm doing. And then I have a community meeting tonight, stop these black folk from destroying our parks that our kids are in. So that's what my day is today.
That sounds great, Jay King. And when you do the Zoom video, hey, be quiet. Nigga, if I sanction your book. Anyway, Jay King, when you listen to the Zoom videos, you do the Zoom videos, do you play the Commodores in the background with Zoom?
No, I don't.
Okay. Back to you, Jay King.
So, Ali, I want you to know that there are people listening to you that aren't part of the show.
I knew that 7 years ago.
I know, I'm just saying. And they say, Ali is the most vile, nastiest thing on Kings in the Morning. And you can
okay.
tell them I said.
Good. These nuts are all the motherfuckers. I'm from South Central Los Angeles. Come meet me.
Yeah. Tough guy.
Right, tough guy. And the tough guy will make your ass die, you white man. Keep talking shit. I'm going to slap the shit out of you when I see you, you motherfucker.
See that, Jan? You see how your mentor talks?
It may not be right, but one thing it is real. Because that's how real life is. And I'm starting to understand this show now. I didn't understand it, but I understand it now. And that's why you got a lot of followers. Because people get tired
okay,
of programming.
So tell me what you understand about this show, because I still don't understand this motherfucker. So tell me what you understand
no,
about
shit.
It.
I
said, at first I thought it was militant. It's not militant. This is crazy, zany, get the truth out, and we are intelligent at the end, and we are intelligent in the beginning,
really?
And all through it, even though we cuss and fuss, you're going to learn something, and you're going to benefit from this show. That's what I learned.
Well, I'm trying to learn
right.
how, when was the first day that Mary felt that Ali was her boo.
What you say, you
said? When did you realize that Ali was your boo?
Yeah, no, Ali was never my boo.
Oh, that was just online talking or something? I could have sworn I heard you say boo to him, and he was talking about taking you out and treating you like a boo-boo, like a boo-boo, a big boo-boo.
See, white folks got another, Ali, white folks got another name for that boo. They call it the jigaboo.
Well, I call it bugaboo. His ass
well,
is bugaboo.
We got boo in there some kind of way. I know y'all.
Huckleberry. Ali's my huckleberry.
Just like you.
All right, man. I gotta tell y'all I gotta go, and I want to tell y'all thank y'all for taking the time out for Jam McNorton.
So,
I love you all, man. I'll
right,
see y'all
Jan.
In the morning.
So, Jan. What Jam is saying, when Jam says that black people don't hate white people or cause harm to white people, he means as a collective. Like we don't have that kind of power the way white folk as a collective have the power to exact a harm on black folk because white folk control the government. So it doesn't mean that there are individuals that are part of the black race that don't have a hate or dislike or anything in those categories against white folks because of because of what's happened over the years. I mean, this country hasn't been very kind in its treatment of people of color, black folk in particular. And we know that to be true. We
yeah,
know
why
it
do
because
white
there
folks,
are laws.
Why do white people got to take it personal? This is the law.
Well,
because
that's the natural, Yusuf Kente, that's the natural nature of human beings that when they hear something, especially if somebody says something about a black person, or there's a group of black guys that they were young, they did this, these black boys, that we would take offense to it automatically in the beginning because whatever they would say after that correlates or relates
well, what
to
nature,
us.
What nature did they take on when they said you can't testify against them?
Well, again, that was a different era of time, and so white folk would say, I didn't do that, and since I've been here, black people have been able to testify, and they would be
and
right.
And that's my point. That's why the laws have to be changed. It ain't about changing white people.
Well, the laws
it's the fact
to
that
change.
In their law
that, that's
book,
why
it's,
that's why those laws don't exist anymore. But so the book, all I'm saying is the book, Hate Without a Cause, as I start to get into it, I understand his examining of the hate that has existed in this country against black people with no cause. There's no cause for the hate. You can't say, well, you know what brought this on was these incidences or what black folk did during that time at these times. You can't, there is no cause for the hate that exists against black people in this country. There's no cause for it. There's no beginning. There's no point in time where you can pinpoint and say, okay, because this happened. But we can go back and pinpoint throughout every decade of this country from the beginning, from 1619 forward, every 5-10 years, we can pinpoint where the hate was without a cause. And that's the alarming part. The alarming part.
Well, I still see it in it.
True.
Okay.
You still see it in what?
I still see the existence of that today. When you have a G7, a group of country or men who are supposed to be the visionary of the future and no black people are there, that's racism. And if you widen the lens and say, okay, let's take it to the G20, and there's still no black people, that's worldwide racism.
Well, that's why Jam's book, I think, Hate Without a Cause, I just wish he would have wrote it with someone else that could take what he was thinking and what he was saying and just drill down deeper to take it from one level to the next level to the next level and tie it all up and not harp on the word white racist so much. Because this is where I say, do you want to win or do you want to be right? And a lot
well, he
of
asked you to be his manager, right. Jay.
I'm not managing him. Good morning, Lambert Davis.
You know, Jay, I'm glad that this topic is being discussed because I mentioned that there's a documentary going on. And it's called The United States and the Holocaust. And it started Sunday, and it was part two was last night. They only got to 1938. I can't wait till they get near 1946 because I want to see how they're going to cover it. But what they're doing is they are drilling down. They're going back and showing how their particular culture, race has been mistreated throughout the United States before they got here and after they got here. It's really an enlightening documentary because black people get criticized heavily when we state actual facts, but when a group like this is putting this documentary out through Ken Burns, and by the way, he's being called an anti-Semite, he is putting the light on what happened to Jewish people in the United States before they got here and after they got here. It really is worth studying because you need to really find out what happened to you as a race, because if you don't, you can end up being bought and paid for. And I reject that.
Lambert, I recorded that show last night, and I'm going to check it out one and two today. At the same time, you know how you just said before and after they got here, one thing they did get is Israel. Out of who they are and what they might not be, they got statehood by a world war governors. Winston Churchill and that motherfucker that was the president here gave it to them. What audacity do they have to give the so-called promised land to them? And that's why I see what you're talking about when you say black people that talk about these things have happened to them, and at the same time they're persecuted for saying it, when the same story can be glorified when they say it. What an oxymoron.
Well, you will see tonight, or whenever you listen to it, it only goes to 1938. Now, that's the first two parts. I hope there's a third part because they got to show how they obtained Palestine.
Yeah,
I'm a person that's traveled.
That's what I'm saying. You know what happened in 41. That was World War II. That's why they
right.
go to 38 because they got to tell the truth now. How in the fuck did they get Israel? Before and then after they got Israel. By the people or the dividing of the booty was giving them land. And then they were the protectors of the Mediterranean for the culprit that's doing shit to you. What a game. And how did racism start? Let's start there. Let's start in 1938, where it's in all our memory. Talk about that part. After the war and before the war. How about that?
Yeah, and well, all that shit was just based on money, Yusuf.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't just money. How can it be just money when it involved an entire system, institutionalized and systemic racism? That's more than money. That's what I mean by being bought and paid for. When you think everything is money, you're susceptible to being bought and paid for.
Well, don't you think the Israelis is bought and paid for?
No, I don't call them Israelis. That's Palestine's land. I've met Palestinians in my travels, and they've enlightened me on what happened. And that's why I appreciate Ken Burns, because Ken Burns, he's close. You'll see it, Brother Yusuf, but I want to see how he's going to go past when Hitler collapsed. I want to see that part. And if he comes with it then I'll know, okay, here we go. That's it right there.
Yeah.
But the ones who are bankrolling him, if you look at the credits, Brother Yusuf, you'll see who's bankrolling Ken Burns. So I believe he's only going to go so far. That's what I mean by being bought and paid for. Bank of America, who stole a lot of black people's land property through predatory lending, they're the big bankroller of this documentary, Bank of America.
Well, the point about Palestine, you know how you say you don't call them Israelis or because that's Palestine. Before Abraham, he was. So if Jesus said before Abraham, he was, that means for Israel or Palestine.
Brother Bro.
But he's being attacked right now, Ken Burns. He's being attacked.
The only country.
You're breaking up real bad, man. Hey, Brother Yusuf, when he starts talking about Zionism, that's when it's going to hit the fan. Because there's a difference between Judaism and Zionism. There's a difference.
Right.
A huge difference.
But
that's what they mean by a Zog.
Black people down. Both have what they have in common is to be in cahoots about keeping the original down. What this is an expose. You can talk about hate, people hating who hate is. This is just an expose of what's been done. And you're taking the wrong thing. You're hating the messenger. That's all. They even came up with that term, the hate, that hate produced. What kind of shit? Who talks like that? But the other side. Just like Reese takes down what happens and then critiques what you wrote. The hate that hate produced. No, this is the hate that you produced that's being exposed. It's an expose, a new normal, an unveiling. The veil has been ripped. Niggas like I can talk about it that didn't even said fuck school to talk about the fucking politicians. Men who ride on horses and kings that walk on the earth.
Can I get a cheesecake?
No, you get
keep
a Billy
waiting.
Ray Valentine.
Did I hear John Beckman say that? John Beckman, keep waiting for Federal Express to come. It might come one day. Just keep watching for it. Because
okay.
Jay has already received it, what he paid for, and I've moved on. I'm just addressing you since you brought it up. Just keep waiting for Federal Express to come to Las Vegas. You might get lucky.
Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you.
I wouldn't hold your breath, though.
He hadn't already did that. That's why his ass is fucking half dead.
They got cheesecake in Las Vegas. I used to love going to Las Vegas, but because I have to wear a mask and I can't go to the buffet, I have no interest in Las Vegas. If you can't eat without a mask, I'd rather work it in California, the fifth largest economy in the world.
And Joe Biden said the pandemic's over, so it's over. No more masks required.
Well, I don't believe anything a Caucasian male tells me, for the record. You have to prove that. Shit, he had the virus. So did his wife. You think I'm going to listen to him? He's senile to me. Joe Biden is senile. Even when he talks, he sounds senile to me.
I agree with you on that.
You know, I don't waste my time with insane, senile people.
Well, Ronald Reagan was senile, too.
Well, I grew up here. I knew about Ronald Reagan when I was in elementary school when he was a governor. Fuck Ronald Reagan and Nancy, too. May they both rot in hell. They brought crack into South Central L.A. So it's not funny to me.
Well,
they did some damage to L.A.
I think who brought the crack in South Central L.A.
I think who brought the crack in the United States
Levi,
was old man
you
Bush
you was the
when he was director
of
the CIA for Richard Nixon. That's who brought the drugs in the United States.
You don't know about the Contras? You don't know about the Contras,
yeah,
Levi?
Yeah, I know about them, but drugs was already here.
I'm not talking about just any kind of drug. I'm talking about crack.
I'm talking about all drugs.
I'm talking about crack. I'm talking about crack.
Lambert talking about crack that they brought to L.A. See, you were smoking that shit back then, so your motherfucking ass don't want to hear the truth. He said that Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan are the cause of the drugs that you said that's worldwide coming to L.A. called crack. And they did that when they lived in Bel Air.
What I said was, old man George Bush,
you said you
when he was director of the CIA for Richard Nixon, I know what the fuck I said.
Yeah, that's what you said.
You didn't got dementia. You off the topic, man.
And that was way before Ronald Reagan was, I think, even governor. They brought in the cocaine.
Not the California, LA, man. He said, he didn't say cocaine. He said crack.
But it ain't crack. It ain't crack.
How you know? You smoked it, huh? So you would know, huh? So you probably helped bring it. You probably one of the motherfuckers that helped bring it to L.A.
Once you take
your drug ass,
it becomes rock cocaine, which is what they call crack.
What did you bring to L.A., Levi? What did you brag about bringing to L.A.?
I ain't talking about bringing to L.A. I'm talking about what went on in this country.
What did you brag about bringing to L.A.,
went behind the walls of China and met with the leader of China. It's when this country started being flooded with all kinds of drugs, opium, hashish, marijuana, cocaine, the whole fucking nine yards.
And let me tell you guys
everything but crack.
What I was doing.
Crack.
Let me tell you guys
cocaine
what I was doing.
Is crack.
No, it's
after
not.
After you cook it, it becomes crack, stupid.
I come back and you guys are talking about crack? I'm trying to change the world.
Well, you have to go back and see how it descended into that, Jay. It descended into what's being talked about now. I called in to talk about the U.S. and the Holocaust by Ken Burns, and it descended into this. That's what happened.
You
have to go back and look at it.
I mean, even you guys, I don't understand why you guys talk about so many negative things. Well, I mean, you know, there's so many great things that we can discuss. I don't know when you guys are going to listen. You guys have a platform where people listen to you, so you talk about the history of it, Kente, and then you talk about where we're going, how to change it.
That's what we did. That's what we did with the crack. We talked about the history of it and how it got here with Ronald Reagan.
So you're
talking about
I'm
going to
tell you
what
I'm
saying. Nothing
to do with you.
Like, we're the hate that hate produced. This is an expose, Jay, what really happened. Ali brought up how Reagan and his wife.
I know. That's why your ass is on mute, because you motherfuckers don't know how to just stay with the fuck. I say I try to put you motherfuckers in a positive light, try to give you some positive motherfucking
air to breathe.
And I just wanted some cheese to
look at it positive way. But instead of y'all wanting to be positive, you motherfuckers, y'all want to stay negative. I'm getting ready to get $300,000 for small business for this economic summit. Not because I have to. Not because I need to. Because I want to. Because we got to find ways to make big business, small business thrive. And I don't have a dollar today for it. Every bank, everybody that say they're going to help, they don't want to help because it don't sound, look, feel, smell like what they wanted to. But I'm going to tell you where I'm going to get the money from, y'all. I'm going to get it from white folks. Because they're the ones with the money. They're the ones with the infrastructure that have it. So you can walk around mad if you want to, talk about the systemic this and that, make it what it is, and then and weigh yourself down with it. Or you can have a discussion about the kind of weight it's had on the community and what we need to do to make it better, how to get it better, and how we have to get better. Because, see, I just got off the phone with a white dude, and I said, I need you to get me $300,000. Because I paid for I'm not taking a dime. These types of events. Hold on one second. Yes, Angie.
Thanks. Approval to use your card from Susan to order.
What are you guys ordering? How much is, what's the order? How much, what's the amount?
It was like $800,000 total.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right. Where was I at?
You were talking about getting $300,000 from a white man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm a white dude.
I don't say dude. I say man or boy.
Okay.
I never heard dude when I was growing up in the Heights. I never heard that till I got on the road.
So Lambert, let me tell you why your ass is on mute now, because I don't care what you heard. I'm the motherfucker talking right now. I'm talking how I talk, not how Lambert Davis talk to anybody else. So I'm just talking to this white dude who's my guy, who I helped in a situation, who now is going to help me. Because I know, I don't care what nobody say, if you want to keep yourself on an island and you want to make yourself one-dimensional, have at it. If you want to weigh yourself down with shit that happened in the 1900s, and I'm not saying we shouldn't know our history. We should absolutely know our history. I know probably more history than most all y'all. And I continue to learn history.
Mm-hmm.
Because I enjoy the information as a catalyst to keep moving. Not to weigh me down. Not to infringe upon anybody else or make somebody guilty or wrong about what's happened. But to enlighten. So that they understand some of the issues, some of the emotions that we have as black people and why they are legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live in a race world like that. Racism, bigotry, prejudice, bias exists in this country, in this world, always will, because human beings will ensure that. But it don't mean that I have to weigh it down in my world. And I'm going to tell you guys something. If you look in your world and your shit is kind of funky or it ain't moving or if you're in the same circle, just know that a lot of the shit that's happening to you is you. Now, most people are struggling. 35.2% of Californians, 35.2% of Californians as a whole are at or below the poverty level. That's more than 1 in 3. If you strip down the numbers and you turn it to just black or brown,
6 out of every 10 are at or below the poverty level. If we don't start working together, if we don't find solutions to build small business, to build up our middle class, to make housing affordable, to make a living easier, we might as well pack this thing up because the world as we know it will crumble. And I just wish sometimes you guys would just, if we're going to have a conversation, I love the laughing and talking and the kikis and the ha-has, but I also like the fact that we get into a discussion that's uplifting and building, and that helps us grow. My name is
Dave. That's what we were doing, Jay.
Johnny Brown, Cracker Davis, Yusef Kente, Brother Reverend Ali, Simi Braxton, Reese on the Radio, Last Breath Levi, John Beckman, Six Eyes, and Big Charles, Queen Mary, Queen Nicole, telling you to get busy living because you don't have enough time dying. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Same bad time. Same bad channel. Get ready.
That's what we was talking about, Jay King.
The part you didn't hear, it was an expose, Jay.
We was talking about bottom
for Jay King Network, where the people all come together. The Jay King Network, where the people all come together. The Jay King Network, where the people come together.
Statistic to have so many homeless or impoverished people in California when it's the fifth wealthiest place in the world. That means the government must be fucking up because those people there are governed.
So we're not playing a part in that?
That's exactly what I was thinking when Jay was saying that. Why is there so much poverty in the fifth largest economy in the world?
It goes back to what Lambert said. Motherfuckers is being bought and paid for. That's the only contribution that these motherfuckers is giving to this world. Give me some money and I'll do this. That's some bullshit.
That's the politics.
Right, it's the people California elects.
And that shit ain't gonna never work in this country. This motherfucker is done. Just like Kente said, Babylon fell a long time ago. And you motherfuckers that don't think so, get ready. You better get a gun, because they gonna come and eat your motherfucking ass.
Well, why don't you give up your right and go somewhere else?
I ain't gotta go nowhere. This shit here ain't even theirs. So shut your motherfucking ass up and go back to the zoo.
That's why I left California.
Oh, you're
years
so
ago.
Original, Ali. Go back to the zoo. Go back to the fucking rock you crawled out from underneath.
That's where the rhinos live at the zoo.
Yeah, well, this rhino will squash your ass like a motherfucking cockroach.
You ain't gonna do shit.
All right, come on, you kids. No fighting.
Come to VA.
That's amazing how y'all will start this conversation with Ali, kick off some negative shit, get him started, then y'all will rush to Jay King to tell your story.
Try. That's what they do.
So
I'm glad
why
you
y'all start that conversation. Why get us this kind of, I mean, because he nicknamed you. You ain't come from no zoo. They call you a Caucasian. Caucasian. You come from the Caucasus Mountain, living in cages. That's where you come from, not the zoo. That's how you got that name, Caucasians.
For the record,
I'm a white woman. Well, you got way more privilege than any black woman on this planet in America. You was born with privileges. So you can't compare yourself as a white woman to a black woman. There's no comparison.
I'm not, who was comparing whoever.
You were talking about somebody ignored you or pissed you off just because you was a white woman. How in the hell can somebody piss you off because you're a white woman with all the privilege that you had even before you was born? They were just waiting for you to get here. And when you was born with privileges.
You live in the land of the lost right now, Levi. I don't even know what you're talking about. I wasn't born.
I know you don't know what I'm talking about because you don't want to know. That's why your people fight so hard to not teach the real truth about American history. They don't want it taught in school because they don't want the real truth to be released. They don't want the mass of people to know the real truth about your people and what they have done
in this
country and throughout the planet
and
Earth.
And Ali, Levi, I am Mary before I am anything. I am not
Mary. That's a name that
I
was
am
given
Mary.
To you. No, that was a name. You was a white woman before you was named Mary. So miss me with that bullshit. You was born
Levi,
a white girl,
Levi,
and your mother
Levi,
named you Mary.
Levi, you don't get to tell me what I am.
I get to tell
you
the facts. You
don't get to assess that.
No. I get to tell you
the facts.
You was born a white girl.
The
with no name. You didn't have no name. So you was not Mary before you was anything else. It's a goddamn lie. You was a white girl. And your mama or your daddy or whoever named you Mary.
Okay. That's how.
But you was born with these privileges.
That's not how I define it. I don't know what privileges.
In the South, let me tell you
something. That's a fact.
Because
I ain't never seen it, and I ain't never used
this
any of it.
No, listen to me. You might learn a little stuff.
What privileges
you, you might learn a
you
little something, Mary, if you
getting.
Shut your motherfucking mouth and listen for a minute. You don't have to comment
no,
on everything
I
this
live my life.
Now,
I
here's
live
a fact.
My life, and I know what
this,
life
this
I'm
law
in.
Is still on
and
the
it
book.
Wasn't no motherfucking privileges that I was fucking born with. I wasn't born with no privileges because of the color.
Yeah, she got a motherfucking stupid-ass mouth on it. See, if I was with her, I'd have whooped her ass.
No. No, I don't believe in all that. I don't believe in putting my hands on
with
no
your motherfucking
hands. I don't give a fuck what color is. But what I'm saying is, and you always like to Google, so you can Google this so you know what I'm saying is factual. You still got, in certain southern states, there's a law on the book they call reckless eyeballing. They don't enforce it anymore, but it's still on the book. That's when a black man stares at a white woman. Look at a white woman too long. They call it reckless eyeballing, subjected to 6 months in jail. Just for looking at your ass, just for a black man looking at your ass too long. That's the privilege you had. We didn't even have the right to even look at you. And when we were standing up talking to a white man, there's a law on the book they call mean mugging. When I'm standing up talking to a white man, I couldn't look him in the face. I either had to look up in the sky or look down at the ground while in front of this white man while he talked. See, these laws are still on the book. They don't enforce them no more, but they never took the law off the book. That's another privilege. And y'all took all this privilege through violence. Y'all came to this, your ancestors came to this country and killed up almost a whole nation of people, the Indians that was already here. That's part of the history that they need to be teaching in school.
But these stupid motherfuckers talk about go give up your rights and go somewhere else. What the fuck? They stole this motherfucker. This shit don't belong to these motherfuckers.
We were
come out, go somewhere else.
Your ancestors came to Africa and stole us. We were somewhere else. We didn't
you don't know where my ancestors
to
came
get
from.
We were stolen and brought here, our ancestors was. What other nation or race of people on this planet that you know was loaded in a belly of the ship and traveled 4,000 or 5,000 miles away from their homeland? What other race of people you know that happened to? And who did it to them? Now, okay, you're completely quiet now. And that's the way you should
no,
be sometimes.
No, Levi, I'm at work, and I'm dealing with a patient right now. So if you give me a moment,
baby.
I will
all
respond
right,
to your crazy.
Oh, so you a nurse?
No, I'm not a nurse, but I work in the healthcare field. Give me a moment, please.
Nah, she ain't doing shit. She putting pillows over motherfuckers that's dying face and killing them off. That's what that motherfucker's doing.
Anyway, with that, I ain't going to stay on this show no more. I'm not feeling that strong, so I'm going to take my medicine and lay my black ass down. And I'll holler at you guys tomorrow. I love all of y'all, including you too, Mary. I just state what I feel, some of the life I've lived, but that don't stop me from loving you, sweetheart. You still a human being and a child of God in my life.
Love you, Levi.
Okay, y'all take care. You too, Becca.
I guess that's it, huh? You done?
What got you here? Why are you here, Becca? Do you have an answer? Or you gotta say
that
it real low.
That motherfucker ain't got no answer.
What you used to talk about being here, and now you're here to the last moment. You feel comfortable now? You feel so comfortable you can hang through the whole show, Becky? Shut the fuck up, Six Eyes.
How you doing, Youssef?
Does it matter?
How you doing, sir?
Does it matter? Why would you wait till so late in the third hour to ask that from me? I was here with you the whole 2 hours. What?
I spoke to everyone.
About talking to me? Well, why are you waiting so late to talk to me?
I spoke to everybody. I addressed everybody.
He only talk when the hoes is around. When the hoes leave, that motherfucker starts acting like he nice.
I am nice. Well, what do you mean? I'm the nicest guy in the world.
You know how many times you was cussing at? You know how many times you was cussing people out today, Sisai? Do you realize
I cussed
that?
I cussed Ali out because Ali attacked me.
Okay, well,
I come here every
year. Goddamn lie, Six Eyes. Motherfucking lie, nigga. You attacked me, nigga. When I hung up the phone, I got a text that said Six Eyes is on the radio talking about you. So fuck you, Six Eyes. You're a motherfucking lie.
Ali, I'm probably
on
the south side of Sac looking for a hotel.
You attack me on a daily basis. I always call you a girl. I call you a girl on the show. And when you step away,
nigga, you only said that, nigga, because we bust
everybody
you fucking a dog, you. Nigga. You was a dog fucker.
No truth to that.
Your blind ass can't find no coochie. You get any coochie that's close to you. A dog, a rat, a rabbit, you'll fuck them all.
Is that true? Is that right? Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Matter of opinion. From two bumbling idiots, I would expect that.
Well, all right. That's true.
Yeah.
Are you good? Can you defend it?
There's nothing to defend.
What do you mean?
What did you ask? There's nothing to defend.
Well, can you defend?
I love animals. I love animals. I don't do anything other outside of loving dogs and feed them and giving them shelter and chew toys. That's it. So all this
other bullshit y'all talking about,
I don't know. That's what who said?
That's what the priest said.
So you're comparing
You know how many lawsuits right now are going on because little children were told that that person that abused them love them?
Listen to me. I have nothing to do with that. You're not gonna cluster me into any molestation of animals or anyone. Chanel has a beautiful home, chew toys, food, and shelter. And she had her second barbecue.
So did Ramsey, the little girl that came up missing. Her family was rich. She still came up missing.
Listen, I don't have nothing to do with that. That was an unfortunate event.
Yes, you do, nigga. Yes, you do. You got everything to do with it, you motherfucker, you.
How come she don't have three toys? Why you only get her two toys? Well, how come she ain't got three or more?
That's where you don't listen good. I said she has two toys. I didn't say how many two toys.
Why don't she have three? You fool!
Who's supposed to be listening?
Well, you said she has two. I never said a number.
I never said a number. I said she has two toys. I never put a number on it.
She has two toys.
You don't listen good.
He said two. He's saying two, Kente. C-H-E-W. That's what he's saying.
Yes. Yes.
Shut your ass up. Put a bagel in your ass and in your mouth at the same time.
Don't talk to her like that.
He just did.
Don't talk to her like that. Respect the queen.
Nigga, shut your ass up, you motherfucker. Motherfucker talking that shit about what I sound like. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm from the streets of South Central Los Angeles, nigga. Bring it, nigga. Bring it.
Ali,
you don't
I'm going to ask you, Ali, to please be kinder. I mean, you can disagree and you can have your opinion, but if Mary is just saying something, you can't just say, just shut the fuck up. You gotta engage her in a different way. She's having a conversation. I would just ask you.
What you gonna tell these motherfuckers about the shit they say to me, JK?
Hey, Ali, if I hear them say anything to you, I would say the same thing to them. That's why I'm here.
I don't hear them getting put on mute when they do it.
Ali, because you, Ali, are the catalyst of it.
No, that's some bullshit, Jay. You're over there, hey, you're standing up for your groupies.
No.
You let the motherfuckers disrespect me. You let them disrespect me,
no.
And you want me to take it.
Ali, you guys disrespect each other, but when a conversation is taking place,
I don't disrespect motherfuckers until they disrespect me, man. You keep trying to change,
no,
but I'm here.
No, and the reason why your ass is on mute right now is because you're disrespecting me, and I'm just trying to have a conversation with you. But you don't know how to have a conversation and just talk. Everything is at a high pitch for you. You come off always angry, and it ain't cool. And what I'm asking you to do is, even if you don't agree, at least allow people the same space that you want to be allowed. If somebody's out of line with you, then I'll deal with that. But you're the one out of line most of the time. And it's crazy. It don't make sense. It's like you're getting worse. It's like you taking on Reese's persona. You're the new Reese of the show. You're Reese part two now. And it ain't cool.
I disagree with that. Oh, totally. That's some bullshit.
Excuse me, sir. If Jay is through speaking, and for the record, for this show on September 21st, 2022, when Jan McNorton, I extended an invitation to him to come on my network. You said, don't come on that motherfucking show. He's blind. I said, Nicole and myself will interview him. And after you hung up, I called you a girl, but I called you a girl in person and in absence. So it doesn't make a difference.
Nigga, you a goddamn liar. Nigga, not only can you see, you can't hear, and then
Nicole,
you can't tell the fucking truth, nigga.
Nicole, stop lying. Did I not, when Jam McNorton, I extended an invitation
nigga,
to my
confused,
show. You said, don't come on that nigga show. He's blind. He can't do anything. And I said to you, I said, dude, I have more talent in my pinky than your entire body. That's what I said. When you hung up,
well, what
I called
you a girl.
What
can you do with your pinky? What can you do with your
listen,
pinky?
Dude,
name some things you
listen,
can do with your pinky.
The bottom line is I have talent. Okay? Talent.
Motherfucker,
that's
what
expression.
Can you do with your pinky, though?
That's an expression. It's an old expression. Okay? Don't take
man,
it literal.
Your words.
Don't take it literal.
Here.
Don't
it's,
take it literal.
Why not? You said it literal. What the fuck are you talking about?
Listen, man. I don't listen.
Why did you use
either
the word?
Either we're going to have a discussion or we're not. Now,
well,
you can be Ali's cheerleader if you want.
What can you do with your fucking pinky, man?
I can bend it. Okay?
So, and then that's more talent. So bending your motherfucking pinky is more talent than Ali?
Listen, man, I'm not going to sit up here and match anything with anybody, okay? I know what I do.
Ali has
okay?
morphed into the greatest creation that Jay has made. And you're going to top that
so?
With your pinky?
You think
I
so?
I just said it. I said
you think, that's a matter of opinion.
It's a matter of what I said.
That's an unpopular opinion, too.
Well,
you gotta let Liberator explain himself.
You see that shit, Jay? You don't see shit.
Motherfucker, you done called me a fucking. You done said all kinds of shit about
me. I said a motherfucking fact, though. You keep reaching over
what?
The table. You've been doing this day one. Shut the fuck up. Nobody says shit to Mary when you come in. Nobody don't say shit to your motherfucking ass when you come into the goddamn show. Only Jay does.
Nicole, do you remember a couple of months back on this show when things were more beautiful, butterflies were flying around, and individuals were talking about flying her out, getting her vehicles, spending money, taking on her on elaborate trips and things of such. And now the tables have turned to darkness, and I don't understand what's going on. But women are queens. They're not bitches or anything of the sort. You have a mother.
Nigga, you
use
a trick. That's why man is fucked up today, because of sucker-ass motherfuckers like you.
Really? Explain.
I do recall a time. Now, the thing is, something has happened, and right now, today, in this moment, our brother does not
love
want his name called. He don't want us calling his name out. He don't want us reaching across the table, engaging him in any kind of conversation. He wants us to speak when he speaks to us, whether it be crudely or politely. Now,
the
thing
is, you motherfucker, say something to me. You reach over the table
me.
And you say shit, and you piggyback off the motherfuckers, and your ass is going to get cussed the fuck out. I don't give a fuck.
So
leave me the fuck alone when you come on the show.
You,
don't mention me.
Okay.
Don't put me in your snitch report. Don't say shit about me, and I'll leave your motherfucking ass alone.
Now,
I don't
Nicole,
mind you bothering
listen,
me. Salty, sorry.
Now, Nicole,
but,
Nicole,
Nicole,
I'm speaking right now. Now listen very closely to me. Here on out, you retract his name from all snitchy future Smurf reports, okay? Don't mention nothing. He's exempt from the Snitchy Smurf report, okay?
I have to
do
clear that with a do not authority. I have to clear that with a do not authority.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You don't have to work with anybody.
Hey, guys.
He told you what to do. Are you going to acknowledge him or what?
Hey, Yusuf, give me a second. Give me a minute, guys. Let me say something to all you.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, Six Eyes, let me tell you something. The worst thing you could do is to meet somebody on the same page if you feel like that's the way it is. So if somebody is meeting you with aggression, you're not going to make it no better by meeting by aggression. So I'm going to tell you, you're wrong for telling Nicole not to do something like that. So if you guys are doing something positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Let it be what it is. But the problem
love.
Is
they're experiencing puppy love.
This is the problem that people don't understand. And I think Jay tried to teach you guys this, and I think you guys don't get it. See, I love the interaction you guys do because I love doing stuff with people. I love people breaking out the arguments. That's why I say I don't mind Reese. I like what Reese does. I like the turmoil he brings to people, even though he's not mean to do it because that's just him. That's just the way Reese is. He likes having discussions and upon base things that he feels are important to him and expressing his views to the point that he only gets caught to his point sometimes. He listens to everybody, but he still has his own view, and he's not going to let anybody change it. That's just the dog he hunts in his own shell. But what I'm saying to you guys is that, Nicole, I mess with you all the time. I call you snitchy poo, all that stuff. You take that stuff, and I think you take it with a grain of salt. Just know I'm crying with you and let it be. But Six Eyes, don't let nobody shit on you and take it personal. Don't take it personal. This is what I say. If you and your girlfriend house, right, and another dude mad with you because you in that house, right?
He can't
do you nothing. But I'm saying, though, he can't do you nothing. He mad because you in the house. Don't, whatever. It is what it is. But I'm saying, you guys, is that, look, Ali is told to control the show, to make it move a certain way. And I think Ali brings great energy to the show in his own way. But I think that at the same time, the same way we have to respect Reese for who he is, you got to respect Ali, Yusef, Trey King. Everybody got their own point of view. I'm not saying everybody's point of view is right. But at the same time, you respect Jay King's view. And you might not always agree with Jay King. And a lot of people don't always agree with Jay King, but they don't always come out and say it. Y'all just yeah with him. And I think that's what Ali gets to sometimes, where he gets mad about certain things because you guys say a lot of stuff and then everybody gets quiet. And he says it all the time. He says, yeah, when Jay King come out, you know, it's all blah, blah, blah. You know, but soon he speaks and he says, yeah, I say, nobody ought to say nothing. But my problem is that you don't let anybody steer, change your perception, do none of that. I mean, but you guys got to learn how to let it go. So I'm going to get on to the funny part. So let me ask you a question. So you just stole Nicole from Reese?
Wait a minute.
You in love?
You no, she's a tall
Everybody
gets a mic.
No. Ted Koppel. So, Ted Koppel, can you calm down, please? Can you calm down, Ted? So, Berater Saris, I'm going to toss these directions up. Here it is. Every time you clown me, it's 11-point deductions to you. Now, back to you, Ted. Here's the thing.
So, you're going to give me the D?
I'm not falling in the trap.
King, Nicole.
Deductions. I said deductions.
Are you the new woman king in the
Calm
movie?
Down. See, you're the one that first started all this thing calling me king to begin with. I never came in here as no king. I'm happy to be in your world. So hold off for a minute, Paul. Let me get back to Ted Koppel. So,
well,
Ted,
your perception seems as bad as
Paul,
a king.
Paul, listen well. Can you please, I'm exercising my niceties to you. I'm getting that over to you. Can
Six
you pause
eyes, you
for
see,
a minute, Paul?
Ted,
I'm trying to get to it. Paul, but you
she
won't
didn't
pipe
respect
down, Paul.
You, Six Eyes.
Paul, you're not piping.
You.
You're not piping down, Paul. You're piping
listen,
up.
Yeah, it's
reverse. It's
a
reverse
game.
Pipe it down. Pipe it down, Paul. That's
these,
a Ted Koppel to answer your question.
I'll talk with her. I'll talk with her later.
Ted.
No, just
so
listen
Ted,
to her.
While
she
I wait to get
like
talked to
later,
Ted.
Wires are being pulled out. Just listen.
Ted.
Listen to her.
So Ted Koppel, as Paul tries to pipe it down, which I know is difficult, it's all good. Here's the answer for you, sir. You heard your brother. He asked about King Jam being a part of his network. He put my name out there. You didn't hear me pass no business cards out. He put it out there. So I asked for an email.
You saying you got a problem with that?
Yeah, hold on now. Hold on. Yeah, I'm at the job, though. You know what I'm going to do while I'm at the job? I'm going to step aside.
Well, you
I'm going to come outside.
You're going to feel Six Eyes on?
Yeah.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to step outside for just a minute. Phone call.
Six Eyes, she's not working. She's call girl number six.
Let me call your girl real quick.
berater. So I'm outside now.
Move
so what's all this business about you being on my
building.
Neck trying to ask me about a whole bunch of things you won't let me answer? I'm trying to approach Ted Koppel right now, but berater won't let me. So I had to step outside of the job so I can go in my bag so I can address you. Still in my niceties position because I'm not trying to get Lathosaurus back on here trying to hit me up with a mute. So here to you, Paul, check it out. I'm going to toss up these deductions. D is for deductions, okay? Now, hold on a minute. Back to you, Ted. Back to you.
Who is Ted?
So Ted.
Ted
Koppel. You, Pam, a.k.a. Ted Koppel, because you're going to ask the interview questions. You want to be all on your, you know, on the front desk live news. So let me just go ahead and address Yelp. So here's the thing.
Kink
Six.
I'm listening all
to
this.
Listen to that shit. Just listen to
it. I had to come
it.
Outside because you guys cutting up on this phone.
Doesn't she sound
Ted
disrespectful?
Well, how did I sound disrespectful?
I'm talking
y'all,
about
y'all being the meanest brothers
I'm
ever today.
To
y'all being the meanest
right
brothers
now.
Ever
you
today.
Shut up.
Your voice has
I'm talking
Nicole,
to your man
your voice
right
has
now.
Elevated.
Why don't you just shut up?
Your voice
I had
has
to come outside.
Five octaves. Your voice
had,
has elevated
hey,
five octaves. You
hey,
notice that? Have you noticed that?
Hey,
five octaves.
My vocal cords
five
was
octaves.
Pushed. They were pushed.
Five
look,
octaves.
I can
calm
hit it.
Down.
I can hit it five more. I can hit it five more. But it's all fun.
No.
But see,
bring it down.
See, I need you to so. See, so
bring
just
it down
a moment, please.
Bring it down.
Just a moment.
Bring it down
y'all
three.
Shouldn't have pushed me. Here's
there
the thing.
Bring it
I'm going
to
work
three.
On
there
that. I'm working on it. But here's the thing.
There
to Ted
go.
Koppel, a.k.a. Pimp, a.k.a. King Charles, who called me, said I work for the feds, I need to address him. If y'all could just let me get to this man real quick because I can't be out here all day because I'm at work. So here's the thing. Ted, you done sit up in here messing around. What happened was our brother, King Jam, was invited to come and interview on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And as you already know, Slumber Smurf jumped in and said, Nicole and I wish to interview you. I did not pass out no flyers, no business cards. However, because we want our brother to feel comfortable, and that was a real invitation, I asked him for his email, of which he confirmed, okay? So, now, you done took and read all into this, Ted, because you doing what you do, Ted, you know, from, you know, Ted Koppel Live. But here's the thing. I'm not answering no more other questions for you right now, Ted, because I got
to
go back in the workplace.
So, are you or are you not
Ted Koppel came in here, Queen
network.
Mary. Queen Mary came in here. Wait, Ted Koppel came in here, Queen Mary, asking questions about being in love while Berater in the background throwing logs under the seat right now, talking about, oh, it's puppy love, they in
Ted
love.
Koppel? Why can't he be Brian Gumbel?
He can be Brian Gumbel. He can be Brian Gumbel for all I care right now because I'm in my bag.
Nicole. Are you not
well,
a part of the Six Eyes Radio Network? Are you
hold
not
up.
A part of the Six Eyes Radio Network?
We are on
yeah.
the J. King Network right now.
Listen,
what?
He doesn't what? Have a problem. The question is,
somebody
are you part of the Six Eyes
exposed.
Radio Network? Because you
so
said
it's not an
you're not
it's not an expose.
No. You said you're not passing out.
What am I interviewing?
Listen to me.
Just accept
what?
The fact she's not going to answer.
Hold on,
you.
Paul. I am going
to
answer. I'm going to answer. I'm answering Slumber Smurf. Pipe down, Paul. Hold on, Paul. I'll be back to you in a moment. Ted, I've already addressed you. Let's get to
Nicole,
you, Slumber Smurf. But here's the thing.
Job.
I am.
Nicole,
hold on, Queen Mary. Hold on.
To address these people.
Queen Mary, I'm just like, just I'm going to just let it be. Because you know, I'll be accused of not,
you got
of
a
not
client
being.
Calling.
Yeah, not
There's
just yet, but
abuse.
Soon. I got 20 minutes. Now, here's the thing. Slumbers. Here's the thing. I am on the Six Eyes Radio Network. However, I don't interview anyone. Correct?
You on a network?
I read news. I read current and local national news, and I give the weather on Friday, and then I join in for a word from the Lord on Sunday, and I play the news. That's what I do. I don't interview.
You got your days and
stuff.
So you do pass
yourself around.
Because you come on Saturday. You come on Saturday,
not
Friday.
It's not a passing around. I come, what? Yes, Saturday. Because
like,
you got me all confused
hey,
right now, Slumber.
You
start, yes,
you
Saturday. It's Saturday.
She's a toss-up, man. She's a cucumber
so,
one day.
To you, Paul.
She's a
but
kid.
Now that I've answered your question, Slumber, I don't do interviews.
Tomato.
So all right. I'll tell you what I'm going to be right now, though. You want to know what I am right now? You want to know what I am right now? I'm on your stick. So here you go. Here you go, Paul. So all this business about talking, we've already addressed this already.
Take care
of things. Ted, can you pipe down for a moment, Ted? I'm back to Paul right now. just one moment, please.
She's so un much of a cause club, you don't even use salad dressing. You just get the
dish.
So you know what, Paul? Hold on, Paul.
No. I got to get Paul right quick. Can I just pick up Paul real quick? Paul, here's the thing.
Let me say one thing. You're a weather girl on one channel, and then you're an Austin Crafty girl on another channel.
That's my channel. That's gonna be on Reese, King Reese's platform. Yes, this is true. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that threads it all together, Ted. Here's what threads it all together. I am respectable.
Tuesday's gonna be rainy, so you better get to Michael's and get your arts and crafts items on Monday.
Queen Mary, I don't know why you would hit me with a spoon. This is the most inopportune time for you to be smacking me with a spoon right now, but it's all good because we sisters at the end of the day. I got your back. But here's the thing. I don't feel the get-backness that you're getting. You know, my back is not being got right now, but it's okay. It's okay. So here's the thing, Paul.
Back to you, Paul.
All this business about calling me, I think what you mean, I had to ask my son Elijah about this because, you know, I didn't know exactly what you meant. Now, he hopes that you didn't mean what he told me he thinks you meant. Are you calling me a toss-up because you're trying to say I'm out here, like, you know, doing lascivious activities? Is that what you mean? Oh, Paul.
You're going back
and forth. What he means.
That's wishful thinking on your part, Paul.
There's no facts
to back that up.
That's where 1-800-I-NEED-HELP comes in at. 1-800-I-NEED-HELP. Say it with me. 1-800-I-NEED-HELP.
1-800. Buster Brickhead Paul needs help. Yes. Because I ain't
out here
messing around with nobody. What are you talking about?
What's
Paul?
Up, E?
What's up, Ted? Hold up. Paul, you done took all the wheelchair in. You need to let some of that loose.
Tell the son
you need
hello.
To let it loose.
He's listening.
I can't tell him right now. He's not here because I'm at the job out here in front of the place of business, giving y'all the business because you're on my back right now. But here's the thing.
You're not being dirty.
This is the troublemaker. Troublemaker. You are the troublemaker. But Lathers is before you. But I'm going to address you and Lathers. I'm going to get Lathers actually on the 29th of September. But don't worry. I'll get back to you in a minute, Slumbers. So, Paul, if you mean that, like, literally, you are out of pocket, Paul, because I'm not out here like that. But that is just something I need to say to you. Now, if you are calling me that because you feel I'm being kind to Kings and helping them out and doing what I can, then I'll live with that because that's exactly what's happening. But it's not in any kind of, like, I'm out here on a stroll type of thing going on. Calm down,
nobody
Paul.
Nobody's not saying
so
that.
With that, I'm going back to my desk. I love you all. Did y'all hear it? I love everyone.
Yeah. Now, where does slumber come from? Because slumber.
I was on my way back to my desk, slumbers. So, slumber smurf. Yes. Something that came out from the archives. Something that happened last Friday. But, you know, I was pushed.
You going back there? You're going back there?
Well, I mean, because we was all taking a trip just now back in memory lane. And we were pulling out some things.
So that's where it came from.
I'm not. I'm keeping it a secret report.
See how you just gave her that power?
Okay. We'll talk later. Get back to your
troublemaker.
Day. We'll talk later.
Troublemaker.
We'll
you
talk
are
later.
A troublemaker. But I'm going back to my desk.
Talk with you later.
All right. Six, I got a question.
Yes.
So did you get her before Reese got to her, or did you get her after everybody else got to her?
Ted, deduction. Ted, I'm going on self mute.
I'm trying to find out.
Tread lightly, slumbers. Don't be messing around. You're causing enough trouble.
Did you see a prophet?
Now you're lying to questioning. Now listen to me. You're lying to questioning. Now if you're asking, She secured an agreement with Reese prior to me. I approached her later.
Before you.
Mm.
So she had
Reese first. Okay. She had Reese.
Okay.
Reese.
Okay.
Not no. I'm not saying like that. Not y'all, like that.
Y'all ain't right now.
No.
Ain't right.
No, not like
somebody
not like that. I mean, I'm when I'm
saying
read the
pale kombucha.
No.
Y'all cutting
no,
up
you,
today.
No, you're listening wrong. You're listening wrong. He's telling hi to God.
Get it right. Get it right, Ted.
Yeah. No. He's telling you that he's telling me. I asked him how did he, you know, he said I got after Reese. So. Pretty much, Reese already invited
got
him
what?
To the show.
What did, got what? What did
he
get?
No,
what did he get after Reese? Let's clarify that because, you know, we got a problem.
On his network. On his network.
Who
on
is it?
Network.
It's Ted. That's who it is right now.
Yeah, on the network.
He's still asking
so
questions from the news
were,
desk.
You were the snitchy poo. You were the snitchy poo first. Then you became Austin Crafty Girl. And now you have settled agreements in Weather Girl
Ted.
And Bad Girl and everything else on the app. What? You took it wrong.
Ted, you got the timeline out of order, Ted. I was already arts and crafty already. That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing, Ted. It's all about time, energy, and work. Celebrate time, energy, and work. That's my platform, Ted.
Wait,
is visit this upon every place I go. King Reese will call it virtue signaling, but he has seen for some reason to want to invite this to his network, of which I agree. Okay.
So
y'all called me,
look.
Y'all said I'm taking up time with the Klan. Y'all put you done said a whole bunch of stuff to me while I've been at this job. So here's the thing.
At the end of the day, Ted,
the only place I'm a snitchy smurf report is here.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
Lather brings it to life Monday through Friday, unless he doesn't want to read it, unless he wants to say it was 16 hours, what have you. It's available here. You will not find me bringing no snitchy report on the Six Eyes Radio Network, on the Radio Network.
I think that
you
want
to see it on Celebrate Time, Energy, and Two. I did. What was your word, Ted?
I'm screwing
your words. Tread lightly, Ted. What
no,
was
no,
that?
Listen.
I'm trying, Ted. You're making it difficult for me right
now.
What?
We already knew you was awesome, crafty girl by yourself. We already knew that's your thing. But we're talking about the timeline of everything else beyond that. So we already knew you were already awesome, crafty. We already
Check it, Ted. Here's the timeline for you, Ted. Put this down on your little, you know, your little Blues Clues notebook. The timeline is this. Arts and crafts. That was from day one. That's a day one-er right there. After that, I was introduced to King. I've been hanging out with you guys for years now, a little bit more closely this year. I don't know if I regret this, but I think I'm still good, and I think I'm still good. After this, King Reese comes to me out of nowhere in the beginning of August and invites me to his platform, of which, though I was shocked and confused, he helped me understand that I could be me on his platform. And he has taken time, I guess, to see who I am. And I'm still a little confused, but I'm coming. I'm coming to the Reese on the Radio Network. I'm bringing arts and crafts with me, along with other great things that maybe you would like to be a part of. But if you're going to call me a snitch, you're going to get muted. I don't know if I confused you, but I'm going to do something to you. Don't worry. Now, since then, Slumbers over here, Slumbers, who's at the door right now, he asked me to come and read a national, global, and local news for Cleveland with the weather. I added in the weather. He didn't ask for weather. That was new to the Six Eyes Radio Network. However, I showed up, I read. I do not snitch. I'm not on there snitching about anything unless you want to say I'm telling what the weather is. But you could walk outside in Cleveland and already figure this out. But for those who may not know, they can now get it there on Saturday. I said Friday because y'all had me rattled, but it's Saturday. And I'm not the only one there. Queen Pride and Joy is there with me. And now we have Cousin is there, Cindy.
Two girls?
We're all
there
together.
She's doing two.
There's three of us. His cousin. We got his cousin and our sister Pride and Joy. Now, if you want to show up there too, talking about I'm a snitch, you're going to get muted. Now, on Sunday.
Threesomes.
No.
What it is.
Call
it.
See, because y'all not living right. That's why y'all.
She ain't arts and crafts. She's practicing witchcraft.
Oh,
she's practicing
right. Y'all
witchcraft.
Call me a little voodoo. Y'all call me a little voodoo hoodoo
little
girl,
voodoo.
Too. That's right. Y'all said that. That's okay.
I
that's okay. I'm not.
Yeah, you got,
okay.
You got six
now,
guys.
Paul,
you got, you
pipe
got
down, Paul. Paul, ain't nobody bamboozled, Paul.
She making voodoo
but
down?
I tell you what you are. You're deducted.
Yeah.
I am definitely deducting you. And you too, Ted.
I'm going to hit Slumberwood around, too, because y'all don't pull me up off my desk. So
you know
now,
what you sound
I love
like.
Y'all. I'm going back. I'm going
like
to tell you
robot.
What you sound like in a minute.
You sound like a robot.
You got
your wires just been busted, and you're losing
well,
your wires. That's what you sound like
says,
right now.
Says my brother, who is spinning on a wheelchair right now, anything you'll say right now. But it's all okay. All okay? And it's noted. Love y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going on self-mute. Y'all just, y'all cutting up today. That's what y'all really doing. But it's,
we being normal.
It's all to be expected on Kings in the Morning. Don't miss it. Love y'all.
Yeah, well, you just had to join, right? How did you even get here? That was always the question being asked about you. Who invited you in? Where did you come from?
Paul. I know.
When
I'm trying to lift you up
happen?
From basic.
Where was it at?
Years ago, Paul. I've been with y'all since like 2018.
Hello.
I'm hello? Going back to my inside voice.
So
who is
it's kind
talking
of funny.
About? Hello.
So Yusuf. So now we found out.
Oh, okay.
Now we found out that first Jay turned into a snitchy poo. Okay. Then she got awesome crafted with Reese on the radio. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
then Six Eyes turned out, got threesomes and weathering and
it's raining deductions on you right now. That's what it's
boy,
doing.
Boy, that Ray Charles arm is something, boy.
Yeah. Told you that witchcraft, man.
I read
you know
news and weather. I read the news and the weather. That's it. I don't do interviews. It's something new. I'm not on for no interviews. Okay,
so
thank you. Bye.
So you're saying you know by mouthpiece, in other words, right?
Oh God! Don't ask me not to talk, and then say something you know I'm going to respond to. You know, you're just in violation, Ted. Ted, you're in violation. Just letting you know, you're in violation, Ted.
I'm a nice
no,
guy.
No. Yes, some days, but not today. Ted,
I'm a nice
but it's all
guy.
Good. I'm going to deal with you in a minute. And I can't wait to get a hold of your queen, of your esteem, so I can let her know how you're treating the queens out here, namely Snitchy Smurf. I'm going to let it be known. Thank you.
She says she's going to tell you she can't control me. I'm uncontrollable.
Uh-huh. I'm going to tell her to join us on Kings in the Morning, and we'll see how Do Not Asaurus handle you. That's what she'll find out. She'll find out there is a way. There's a way to get to you, Ted. There's a way, and no one's
no,
going to help you, Ted.
Huh.
When the Do Not Asaurus, let Lazarus slide up in here again, and she can see exactly how it goes. We all pipe
just
down
the thing right
when
there.
The Do Not Asaurus shows up. So, yeah, there's a way. Brickhead.
Look, Snitchy Poo, Feds, you know, Internal yeah. Revenue, you know. You should
stop
learn
saying,
how to
stop party. Saying I'm down with the feds. Stop saying that because I don't want to get the wrong
party?
Idea, Ted.
Look,
stop it, Ted.
Look,
and my inside voice, I'm trying to make a plea to you.
Hold
I
up.
Can't go back outside. I just had a break. Stop it.
So
stop
look.
Saying I'm for the feds. Stop that.
I
cannot look any further.
Just because you decide, you know, to go and you know, do your thing with other people, you know, I can't control your actions. Only you can. You create.
She can't even control them.
No, yeah, she's
Paul,
she's,
I need you. I need you to stop putting logs under the chair, Paul. Can you just you know? Do you mind?
She created multiple personalities to configure the lifestyle of other people so they can love her more.
Same.
These guys
same,
have embraced her.
Same
Six
energy,
eyes.
Ted. It's the same energy,
Six
Ted.
Love
it's just different things.
Everybody, oh, she shows everybody love. Look, she told Six Eyes, "I love you." Yesterday.
Yeah, easily. That's why you don't have. I told you. You eat her with dip. It's just big fruit. You eat her with dip.
That's a violation.
You don't put no
Paul.
Salad dressing because people might want to try a different flavor. You know what I mean? Sometimes
so,
you might want ranch with a cucumber.
You remember?
And then you want with your lettuce. You might
I
just
can't
want.
Wait to get to. I can't wait to get
Nicole.
To your queen, Paul,
Nicole.
And let her
Nicole.
Know
Nicole.
How you treat us here on Kings and how you treating the queen.
Nicole,
Ted, just a minute, because I'm threatening Paul right now. I'm threatening Paul. Just one moment. I can't wait to get to your queen.
of your theme, Paul, and let her know the things that you say here Monday through Friday to Queens, especially to the Snitchy Smurf. I can't wait. Just let it be known. You know I'm going to be in your town. I'm going to look around because I'm going to do what snitches do.
Oh, so you think the fans going to be in town?
What you want, Ted? What you want, Ted? What you want now, Ted?
Remember
you a troublemaker too, Ted.
Remember,
roll the barrel to a new topic. Can we talk about a new topic, Ted? You're on the news desk, get another topic. Flip the sheet, Ted, and read something else.
Remember I was talking about mental health? So I say that people who work in that field got mental problems. They got mental personalities. I think you've taken on mental personalities.
So, Ted, you're saying the same thing about your queen of your esteem. Do you realize what you're saying when you say these things?
She's in the same field.
Ted, pay attention to your
notes,
Ted.
She got a little job like you got, though.
So, Ted, yes,
she only got one job. But no, she comes home. She got to deal with you, Ted.
You telling me? You are an extension of her work. You are the client every day. 365.
So what you said? So if you were married to me, you have the paperwork on the side. That's what you trying to tell me.
Your queen can't clock off working with you, Ted. You know this to be true. It's told me it's difficult. You're just holding yourself, Ted. You done read too much of your notes right there. You're safe to say it, but I'm just letting you know. She is on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Ted.
Put it right there.
So she got to work for you, okay? She got to work for you. It's okay. She loves you, so she's taking this on. But what I wanted to know is how you done took all her good work, all the good work she's poured into you, Ted. You done showed up on Kings in the Morning talking off the side of your neck to Queens, saying things kind of like, you know, innuendos and whatnot. So I can't wait to talk to your queen, Ted. I'm going to tell her, Ted. She going to know, Ted. I'm going to tell her. I'll tell you how you take and turn words around and you say things that's foul, that's just like because you think it's funny. But it's okay. I'm going to let her know. I'm going to take and tell her, Ted. You ain't seen nothing if I get a hold of your queen to let her know about your behavior. It's no surprise to her. I'm just letting her know. When she's not looking, this thing is going on when she's not even looking. And that's what I need to know. You on here talking crazy. The queens, I'm saying. And if I get a hold to our brother, I can't say his name right now, but he's got salt in his kale kombucha right now, I'm going to speak to his queen. I'm going to let her know how he talks to the queens on here. I'm going to let it be known.
Wow.
I'm meeting at the duck pond, whatever I got to do, but I ain't said no names. So anyway, roll the barrel. Roll the barrel, Ted. You better do right, Ted. You don't want to end up like Lavis. Don't end up like Lavis with a bread bag with your name on it.
Hold up. But Snitches, why got to be all that? Why got to be all that hate?
Because you making it all that. And now I got to come to you in my inside voice and let you know it's still all that, even though I'm back at my desk. I'm letting you know. You're not going to melt off my deodorant. I'm going to handle you, Ted. Don't worry. Do not worry. So, everybody getting snitched on. But don't take it to the extreme that Lavis is taking it. I see Sleepy trying to follow his lead. But it's all good. It's all good. New topic, though, Ted. Can we have a new topic? Because, see, I got to create a report here. And, see, I already done told on y'all from yesterday. So, roll barrel. And you came up with a really great topic yesterday. Can you give us another one in the third hour of power? It's only 2 minutes left.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You.
I've been trying to just get to the bottom of your journey. And you're taking your journey as something.
Well, you covered it, Ted. Ted, look, you must be writing it in crayon right now. I said to you, Ted, I was arts and crafts.
Oh, y'all need your phone, too?
Day one.
Need mobile?
I would take this with me. There it is.
Yeah, I would take it. There you go.
See, you at the job right now, Ted. I heard you. I just heard you doing job stuff right now. So here's the thing. Ted. You should be nice on the job. You just said all this sitting at your desk at the job.
I have not said anything.
I thought you were off today.
I'm not.
I heard you.
I was off Monday and Tuesday.
I heard you, Ted. Yes, it's Wednesday. Yes, okay, that's true. Thank you. Thank you for the correction. It is all day.
Here's the thing, Ted. You're at the job.
You on the third hour at the job, and you talking about words like threesome and all of this at the job that's unfounded. The people around you think you talking about something for real, and it's not.
No.
Because you know
better,
why?
Ted. Do better.
They say sentences are interpretations of things you have no understanding of. When you understand, you can interpret what
that,
it
Ted?
Is.
Who said that, Ted? Tell me who said that. You said it, Ted. That's who just said it. You. You just said that. Ain't nobody said that.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
Where can I find it? Where can I find this fact? Where can I find this fact, Ted? Let me look it up. Look at the fact. Give me the way to find it. How do I find it, Ted?
Put it in Google.
I'm going to look in your accounting, and I'm going to apply. You are getting docked heavily in deductions because you today went in where you shouldn't have. Went in where you shouldn't have. You exciting. Sleepy Smurf, you're exciting Sleepy Smurf who's already a troublemaker of his own. Yeah, and you up here, old wheelchair over here, the great Osiris, he's getting a kick out of this because everybody off their square right now. Well, everybody being me.
Wait. All I'm saying is I'm talking about your journey. And
you're
and
a trick.
Third,
and you're deducted. Hush up, Paul.
So the problem
so now
is,
I understand.
Oh,
so now
Lord,
wait a minute,
okay, look, Nicole.
Thank
you
Queen Mary. Save me.
No, I can't
what?
Because you acting, you're doing this whole deduction thing like Ali does the mute thing.
Oh, but it's for fun, Queen Mary. You know this already. You already know that. You know that. You're supposed to help me. I helped you earlier. You got to come in and help me, right? Isn't that how that works?
But if you If you're deducting like Ali's meeting, you're no different, you're no better, you're just the same.
So Lathers, here you come in the midst of something, but you weren't here at the beginning, were you? Were you not? I was being attacked here earlier, Lathers. The deductions are founded. And you'll know so when I bust this report out. It's founded. Ted Koppelman is founded. Speak up, Ted. Now Ted would go zero dark 30. It's okay. I am not applying deductions unfounded. At least I don't think so.
Your conversation is garbage.
And you know what? You know what? You know who I owe that
cannot...
thanks to? Thanks to you. Thanks to you, Berater, because I wasn't even a part of what was going on until y'all come for me, and that's when I showed up. That's all your fault, Beraters. 22
you talk
points
like a
deducted.
California Valley girl stuck in bedrock with your source and all this kind of. It sounds
SARS from you guys. Y'all say SARS. That's where I got it from.
Well, then,
that's
what
where
are you
I got
trying
SARS
to take
from.
On? Why don't you respect who you are? Just keep it real
I
with
do.
Yourself and
every
quit
day.
Trying to be like
everyone. Every day.
Because you're not putting
every
it
day.
On
real. I keep
you're
it
not
real.
Putting it on. You're garbage.
I keep it
right
real
now.
Every day.
You're garbage.
Leave it to you, Berater. I'm garbage every day. And so is anybody you decide
well,
to say
leave
that
it
to.
Even,
so
leave it to
here's
even
the
Jay King is starting to notice your flaws.
Oh, see. We all have flaws, Berater. That's nothing
well,
new.
Well, we're
Berater.
Talking about your flaws right now, though. You
yeah,
have a
I
lot
know,
because
that's what you love to do. I know. But you know how you know my flaws, Berater? Do you know how you know them? You're able to identify them because you resonate with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And you have them. I resonate with them, and you have
nobody's
them.
Perfect. Nobody's perfect, Berater.
Well,
newsflash,
I know you're not.
Nobody's
I
perfect.
Know you're not.
No one
I know
is.
You're not.
No one is.
Well,
no one is.
I know you're not. You know, it's terrible.
New
yeah,
info,
I mean, you,
Berater.
Now
here's
people,
your password
people
today.
Are starting to say
get
your
a new
shit
info.
Is too long.
Get a new one.
Your shit is too long. You can't. I told
Lathers
you to be concise. I told you to be more concise with how you talk.
I was.
You bring all that
I
other bullshit
concise.
In.
I timed it,
Berater.
Well,
you're failing.
I timed it.
You're failing. You're failing.
Hey, and tomorrow
yeah.
I get to try again.
And
perhaps.
Then, well,
perhaps
no,
tomorrow.
When you speak today, though. When you speak today, it sounds that of a baffling 3-year-old.
Oh, well, again, Berater, you probably know something about that. Thank you for bringing
yeah,
it to my
Yeah, I do know
attention.
Something about it. I'm experiencing it right now with you.
Good morning. I'll be right with you. My appointment is here. I love y'all. Bye.
Oh, now you're running away. The author and writer is running away from her show. What are you going to write about? Is Snitch Report done now? So from now on, you can't talk about this part of the show, right? Yeah, exactly.
She had to run.
Six Eyes, you're being bamboozled. And being the third one that was chosen, I don't see how you can't see it. You should see that bullshit a mile away and point it which way to go.
You know he can't see nothing. I don't know why you keep saying that.
You act like people that's
that,
really been
that's
here
how
with
y'all
you
doing?
From the beginning. That's how you
that's
did
how y'all
it,
doing?
That's how you did
it. And Nicole, I thought she's supposed to have been back at work.
Well, that's where you backwards.
She is back
she
at work.
She does what she wants to do. She shouldn't
all
have
right.
been doing what she wanted to do, Six Eyes. You
all
can't
right.
control
and
it.
Mary? Mary, yeah, yes, my sight has gone. Yeah, it has. But where I don't see physically, God sees for me, and I'm doing great things. So that's for the world.
Amen. Amen to that.
I don't let it stop me. I keep going, keep moving. God bless you all.
Are you leaving? You're off the show? Where did you run to? Yeah, people with no substance. People with no substance don't really have, you know, they always got something to run to.
Mm-hmm.
For him, it's been coffee. He runs to coffee like that. All the time. Coffee makes him run. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to go check out that show Lambert was talking about, the U.S. and the Holocaust. That's a good one.
Especially I wish I could get interested in those kind of things. I just can't.
I know. You just got to leave it on, and it'll catch you. You just got to leave it on, go about your day, and then in there somewhere while it's on, you'll find yourself looking at it and saying, oh, you know, or you just turn it off, but the thing you're practicing is keeping it on, knowing that you can hear the information. Just like right now, you tune us out, but you keep us on because you might hear something that might be attractive to you. So you'll get engaged, you're engaged with it for a minute, and then you let it go, but you keep it on. You know, that's what you do with that show. You keep it on, then you go hear some shit that you didn't know that you might have heard before. And now, you know, you can talk about it. But that shit right before your eyes. At least in my eyes.
Right. I never was into I don't know. I just never was into any of that kind of stuff. I live in today. I live in the now. And I don't, for me personally, that just is what I like to do. I live in today.
Absolutely. And that's the whole point. And the whole point of what you're watching today from the past, how does it tie into now? That's the point right there. How does what you're watching from the past tie in to now? And furthermore, where do you see from that how it was then and how you see it now after you saw it? What direction do you see it going when, you know, the next person or the next generation see it? You know? Because it's really all about opening you up. They put that kind of shit out. It's like an expose. It lets you know shit that you didn't know that was hidden before. But now, because this is the age of information, it's just out there. Anything, just like how that brother's book, Reese was saying how, you know, it got stacks of it all the way across the country. And thanks to Amazon, it's the same way with information. Information is so readily available that just one spark in your mind can take you there through information on the information board, you know, to where you can stay stuck with that one thought for for like 2 hours on your screen looking up, starting with a word, you know, with a Holocaust. And where does that word lead you? And then where does that word lead you? Next thing you know, you 2 hours into the game. So, you know, that's the whole point of it, is to see the relevance, you know, to make it real life, you know, to be able to talk about the past and bring it up now and then make it real, make it have energy, you know, whereas to just let it continue to be dead because nobody can talk about it. You know, it's just like looking at a book and only the pictures. You know, but don't, and you got all the information telling you about the pictures, but you don't read it. You know, drawing up your own information. Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, my brain don't work like that.
Yeah, it's a very intelligent brain to do that. Takes a lot of in and outs and time traveling and being there. You know. Putting yourself there.
You know. I think it's certain things that interest people for whatever reason and certain things don't interest people for whatever reason. I don't find any of that stuff really interesting. I'm not like, oh, this is so interesting.
Well, it's interesting how you continue to talk about it. So, you know, maybe out of that, this is, it could be the beginning of it because it's in you to want to know.
No, not really.
Well, that's what the conversation has been about.
I like to keep things not so serious, lighthearted, funny.
It is a lot of humor in it. It's a lot of humor in it.
Ain't no humor in the Holocaust.
Well, it's, you know, some people could think it's funny how the conclusion of the story already has its character, which is to be those that inherit the promised land. So some would think it kind of funny that they would have the audacity to be chosen as those people and knowing that they're not the original. Should you be mad or should it be funny knowing that you know the truth? If you're mad, what you mad about? You already know it's not the truth. So isn't it funny how people made it makeup and actually made it authentic just